Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us today. It is sixth day of July 2009. On this Monday edition, we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. I had several guests lined up today, but I've rescheduled them to later in the week because I want to open the phones up, open line Monday. We do everything backwards here than the rest of the talk radio establishment. Open line Monday. So much is happening in the world. So much is going on. So many different things are developing on the economic front, the geopolitical front, the nuke front with Russia. So much is happening in Iran and Honduras and Venezuela and Pakistan, Korea. There are so many important issues, so many different items and angles and stories that need to be covered. I can think of no better way than to spin the wheel of fortune and reach into the grab bag of calls and take your phone calls. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. 9231, and we'll get you up and on the air today. Wide open telephones. You can be first-time callers. You can be old-time callers. You can be callers that disagree, callers that have a question for me. It's always interesting when folks ask me questions. Always keeps me on my mental toes. 1-800-259-9231. Make no mistake, we are being bankrupted by design. All over the United States and Western Europe, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Western culture, everything is collapsing. The population growth is collapsing into negative range. Buildings, infrastructure, roads are rotting. I went to Barnes and Noble's, and it was falling apart this weekend with my wife. I was in another store, and it was falling apart. Trains are crashing now on a daily basis. Bridges are collapsing on a daily basis. California is on the verge of collapsing into total federal control. The federal government is now a receivership office or holding company body to take over the states as they implode, and then the federal government itself fully under the control of private offshore banks that have engineered this debt system, this singularity, this black hole by design where more debt is created than physical assets. The entire society is imploding. The predator class is raping and robbing and pillaging on a global scale. Many of the yuppies and know-it-alls and wannabe establishment types believe they're going to serve this system and profit from it. They believe they're part of the power structure. They are delusional. So I want to discuss these issues today. The world is going into deepening crises on every front. Every major nation on the planet is descending into tyranny right now. The few countries that aren't controlled by the globalists are under political, economic, and military siege. I want to get your response to these issues and more, and what you think the future of the Republic is, what you think the chain of events that we're about to witness are. Everyone is on the edge of their seat. Everyone is almost holding their breath or gasping for the great plunge into the birth of the planetary world government. The churches are saying, praise God, it's the end of the world, stand down, worship world government, do whatever you're told because you're about to be raptured out. What will the Christians think when they're not raptured out? What will they think, just like in Nazi Germany, the Christians thought they were going to be raptured out? In Soviet Union, they thought they were going to be raptured out. In 70 AD, as Jerusalem fell to Titus and Rome, they thought they were about to be raptured out. They weren't raptured out. They were put to the sword and fire. Yes, all of you that want to cop out and rationalize and sit on the sidelines, you're not going to be able to sit on the sidelines. You're not going to be able to sit idly by and not be part of this. Even if you try to sit in the middle of the road, you're going to be run over by the New World Order. So why not stand up, speak out, and fight back? I'll give you some of the key news coming up after this quick break. And then into the breach with your calls.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new Silver Solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new Silver Solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new Silver Solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Vice President Gangster in Chief Joe Biden was on Stephanopoulos' show on ABC, making the rounds on the Sunday news shows, and he said, truth is, we and everybody else misread the economy, and that another bigger stimulus package is needed. Really, I didn't misread the economy. I said they were going to steal tens of trillions with the banker bailout takeover, that they would then, in the second bailout for the fall of 2009, call for a bank of the world that we will pay our carbon taxes to, and that the Federal Reserve would be given not just power over all the banks and be allowed to steal unlimited money. They were already given that illegitimate power back in October 3rd of last year, but that they would want power over the entire economy and any sector or facet of the economy that affects the economy, i.e. everything from golf courses to 7-Elevens to a barbecue joint. It doesn't matter. The entire economy, every factory, every car dealership, every manufacturer of lawnmowers, every manufacturer of surfboards. It doesn't matter. Because I've seen what the IMF and World Bank do as receivership arms of the private International Bank of Settlements and their private shareholders. I've seen what they've done all over the world. I've seen them do it over and over again. They have handbooks. The BBC back in early 2002 released the documents. You can talk to John Perkins, who at the mid-level was carrying out the grunt work, the soldier work, the strong arm work on the ground. This is gunboat diplomacy. This is how they operate. This is how they conquer you. This is a corporate takeover of the United States. They're done gobbling up countries in Africa, in Asia, in Latin America. They want big, fat, juicy treats now. They are taking over the economy, imploding it by design to consolidate it. And look, I know you, the audience, know this. And it's on record that we laid out October 3rd, October 4th, October 5th. In fact, I need listeners to go actually grab those PrisonPlanet.tv shows. Grab the video clips where I lay out exactly what would happen and then integrate it with the latest news announcements. Because I don't have the staff or crew to do that, but videos like that would be watched by hundreds of thousands of people in a week alone and would actually wake up a lot of dumb sheep. I'm so busy moving forward, engaging the latest enemy operations, that I don't have time to say, look, I was right about all this in the past. I really know what I'm talking about. I really know what these people's game plans are. I'm watching my beloved country go up in smoke. Just like after the final volley at a 4th of July fireworks display, all that's left is the smoke hanging in a ghostly fashion as it's blown away on the wind, as it rides away. You know, there's always these little stunts government pulls. Congress has increased its travel budget tenfold. Personal, private trips to five-star resorts everywhere on taxpayer money. They write laws to be exempt from most of them. But they're always engaging in stunts. I saw this stunt. July 4th fireworks sparkle less under recession. And the story goes on to say out of the Associated Press that, a lot of cities are just canceling fireworks altogether or cutting back on their fireworks. Lack of bucks means less bang this 4th of July for many cash-strapped cities. Now, see, this is how my brain works and why it's impossible to ever cover all the news here, because I see one little article like that, and you would think, what does that have to do with the big picture? Why does that even matter? Well, that story is multifaceted when you understand what it really means. Number one, the cities and counties and states are radically increasing their budgets. They're not cutting their budgets. It's just that most of the money now goes to debt on service of the debt. Debt, depending on what state you're in, is number three or number two on the budget. Within 3 years, it's going to be number one in a majority of states. That service on debt is where the tax money will go. You understand? Just like a third world country, a banana republic. And the assets, the roads and the highways and the aquifers and the reservoirs and the ports and the infrastructure, everything then is handed over to the private banks who made all the money up out of nothing. Everything goes to the Madoff types, the Ken Lay types. It was Ken Lay came up with the carbon trading scam. Now, pass the House, about to pass the Senate. So see, everything's going to go to them, and the roads are going to fall apart. And all they're going to keep is police and prisons, because they own the private prisons, and they're going to end up owning. The police are going to be private as well. It's already like that in third world. And just the whole economy will be them. And most of us can live on the side of the road. Really, the elites are going to live off in armored compounds. That, you know, they fly to their jungle or forest or mountain compounds via helicopter and private jet. And then you'll get to live in the compact city with a big wall built around it, protecting the environment, protecting the earth. You know, all over the world, in Brazil and other places, they're building walls around the cities to, quote, protect the bushes, to protect the undergrowth. So you're like a cockroach. You got to sit there like they do in Mexico City and have at least one-third of the children being born without brains. Because the water they drink, I forget the medical term for it. Google this, one-third of Mexico City children born with brain defects, and that'll pull up the articles, and then I can give you the scientific name. I forget it. All they have is a brain stem. They're really perfect for the New World Order. I guess that's what they'd like all of us to be like. These poor children are born without their higher-level brain tissue. All they have is a brain stem. Because all the toxic waste is shipped down there from the U.S. and dumped down there. Hey, do you ever hear Mecha and La Raza financed by the big Fortune 500? You ever hear for the race everything, for those outside our race nothing? You ever hear them complaining about all the toxic waste being dumped in Mexico City for the race being murdered? No, because they're all on New World Order payroll. They'll just wrap a Mexican flag around it and say, bring down the U.S. You know, but meanwhile, euthanize our people, sterilize our people, Planned Parenthood in all our neighborhoods. See, they take the fake race politics and get control of those folks. But they never actually get them to stand up for their own survival. Just like the average white American votes Republican and says, yeah, nuke all the Arabs, I don't like brown people. Having no idea that the same elite hates you just as much. But anyways, they always run articles like this, July 4th, fireworks sparkle, less under recession. Oh, a lot of cities are canceling and we're scaling them back. There's no money, to create the illusion that government's cutting, that government's being frugal as they actually increase taxes and squeeze you. In fact, it's even come out in government handbooks that they tell the city managers and mayors and people not to fill potholes, to let the police cars break down, to not let the ambulances have new radios, and then advertise that, and then say, see, we got to have a tax increase. It's the same thing. You know, they'll let the potholes fall apart, so you think there's no money. But see, all the money goes to debt to the foreign bankers. And that's just on budget. The budget's only on average about 30% of all the real spending going on. 70% of it goes to off the books, the annual comprehensive financial reports, or comprehensive annual financial reports, two different ways to say it. That's where the counties and the cities and the water districts and the school districts take all the money, 70% of it on average. Some areas it's 62, some areas it's 81. It all varies, but on average it's about 70%. And they take that and they invest that in offshore banks and corporations. Because, see, you actually pay most of your taxes directly to offshore corporations. So it's nothing new, really, that they're saying you're going to pay carbon taxes directly to Al Gore and the Rothschild Bank. On record now. He admits that in Congress. Because, I mean, why not? You already pay most of your taxes to the offshore banks and corporations. They just call it city and county investment, but that's off-books investment. That's not even for your pension funds. And so, see, now they're taking your pension funds, and they're going to spend all that. But, see, the cops won't care. They won't care if they're in a one-room, cockroach-filled apartment with their wife screaming at them and their kids half brain-dead from mercury and shots and fluoride. At least they'll have a uniform. At least they can walk over and grab a hot dog off a hot dog stand and shove somebody around and pull over cars and shake the public down for a little bit of money. See, this has happened in third world countries over and over again. So, see, actually, the cops are going to become more loyal under the tyranny. More loyal as their pension funds are taken. More loyal as they become third world, you know, stains on their shirts, big sweaty armpits, running around like monkeys, shaking the public down. I mean, we're going to be throttled and trampled on and stolen from and enslaved and just absolutely decimated and throttled and bossed around. This is what it is to be slaves, what it is to live in fear.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and take charge of your future, and thank you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul.
The United States is being forcibly reorganized, imploded by design. I'm almost like a lighthouse just blinking that message out there to the sea, warning the ships. Look at this. Look at this from Biden. Biden says we misread the economy. No, you knew exactly what you were doing, and the deeper the crisis they get us into, oh, give us trillions more, and we won't tell you where it went. And all these idiot Obama supporters would email me and say, why are you bashing Obama? He wasn't part of the Bush banking takeover. Geithner was literally ordering Treasury Secretary Paulson around. It's the exact same policy. It's the same crew. They own these presidents like you own a quarter in your pocket. Like you own the couch in your living room. They sit on them. But the public still gets fooled by the left-right paradigm. I get hundreds of emails a week going, listen, you stinking Republican, I know you're mad that Obama won, but you just are failing. No, oh, we know you're angry and upset, Republicans. So just keep making it worse on yourself, attacking Obama and coming up with this phony conspiracy stuff as a way to go after him, you right-winger. Hey, listen, twit. We're not in your left-right paradigm. We understand the reality of the world. Offshore banks, offshore corporations, looting and taking over the United States, just like they've done third world countries. We want the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We were against George Bush because he was butchering our liberties. But we exposed the fact that he was just a puppet. So don't you dare misrepresent who we are and your little fantasy world. But they get such satisfaction off of identifying themselves with Obama. Oh, we're the winners. Oh, we're the leaders. Oh, our guy is in. Oh, it's so wonderful. We're doing great. That's why they get people to identify as black, or identify themselves as a woman, or identify themselves as white, or identify themselves as Hispanic, or identify themselves as North or South, or Protestant, or Catholic, or Jewish, or Muslim, because then they can all play us off against each other when really it's a ruling elite who identify themselves with power and control of civilizations and manipulation and dumbing down of populations and eugenics. That's how the elite identify with each other, is through eugenics. Through the fact that they are the elite humans and that we're all a bunch of cattle that deserve to die. Again, the La Reconquista groups talking about reconquering the U.S., that's because the bankers want to break down the United States and break it up into global regions, and so they use those groups to help carry that out. But you never hear those groups, all funded by the big banks, Mecha La Raza and others, ever speaking about what's really happening in their communities and how their communities are under eugenics attack. You never hear the black communities talking about the real issues that affect them. I was listening to black radio on XM. I think they call it the power or something. I guess it means black power. And it was all about, yeah, white people are just jealous of Obama and upset. They just don't like Obama because they don't want to respect a black man. It has nothing to do with that. See, they make it racial politics. So now you got 12% of the population that'll support Obama no matter what he does, no matter how bad their lives get, how bankrupt things get, how many jobs they lose. They got to be for Obama because he's a black man. Just like white people had to support George Bush because he's a white guy from Texas and he wears a cowboy hat. Doesn't matter that Obama's really 6% black, African, half white. The majority of the other half's Arab. Doesn't matter. If they tell him he's black, then that's the way it is. It's the same thing with George Bush. Texans are like, he's ours, Texas pride. He's scared of horses, scared of cows, never ridden a horse, wears a big cowboy hat and walks around in front of news cameras with a chainsaw at a literal set where they parked tractors and bales of hay behind him. The guy's from Kennebunkport, Maine, absolute blue blood. Families were Tories in the Revolutionary War against the United States. His granddaddy was a Nazi agent. And look, I don't care if you're from Maine. Those are great folks up there. The point is it's phony as a $3 bill. It's all fake. It's all identity politics. You don't care if everything's going to hell in a handbasket. You get to feel good like you won the lottery. Barack Obama's in there and there's nothing the Republicans can do. George Bush is in there and there's nothing the liberals can do. I'm winning. Ha ha ha.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. InnerFood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
You see, we have to get out of fad-driven politics and get into real issues. We have to get past the stunt of a guy with brown skin being the president. He's nothing but a corporate whore lawyer reading off a fancy teleprompter written by top speechwriters. We have to realize we're being bamboozled. We're being conned. Because the New World Order is bankrupting the planet, so everybody is dependent on them. All right, I'm going to take phone calls now. And then coming up, Biden. We misread the economy. Going to play that clip. Biden says more U.S. jobs on the way because of stimulus spending. Republicans remain skeptical. Really, why'd they vote for it then? So we'll go over, we misread it. We need even more power. Oh, the banks aren't loaning the money. Oh, we'll give them more then. There's more coming out in the news over the Washington Post canceling a secret lobbyist event where people were going to pay $250,000 per ticket to meet with White House officials to basically set policy. I mean, it's just a giant mafia system. Meanwhile, Saudis would agree to Israeli Air Force flyovers to attack Iran. This is out of the Jerusalem Post. Biden says Israel free to set its own course on Iran, and says that's not a new policy, and there's a good chance Israel's going to go ahead and start bombing the daylights out of Iran, and that whole stage color revolution over there, acting like somebody tried to steal an election, and then crying about police brutality when they say it's a wonderful thing on our news when our police do it. and exaggerating it and probably capping that girl themselves, the globalist, they're getting ready to blow them off the map. So we'll break that down. Obama's in Russia saying he wants to be big friends with the Russian president, Medvedev. That means he'll probably launch some new sneak attack on South Ossetia. See, if Obama says he wants to be friends with you like he did 2 months ago or a month and a half ago in Cairo, look out, you're about to be attacked. just, I mean, whatever he says, it's the opposite. I'm not going to hire one lobbyist. All he does is hire lobbyists. I'm going to bring all the troops home immediately means I'm going to keep the troops there indefinitely in the military bases. Meanwhile, the average American isn't worried about the prospect of World War III starting between Israel and Iran, drawing in Russia. Lucky fans get news on Jackson Memorial tickets. That is the top CNN story right now. Not Obama over in Russia with a new global treaty. No, the news is Michael Jackson. The news is also that idiot Sarah Palin, who I hear all these fake conservatives calling in going, this just shows what a great woman she is. She's quitting her governorship because she's like George Washington going home to the farm. No, she's got moron political advisors telling her quit when the heat gets hot. How could she ever be president or vice president if she'll quit if people criticize her in the media? Like she's a cheerleader and somebody's lying about her, you know, in the 10th grade saying she's dating somebody she isn't. Or, oh, look, Sarah Palin got caught necking with the quarterback in the back of his truck. And she says, I'm going to quit the cheerleader team because you lied about me and Bo. I mean, that's what our politics have been reduced to. Some teeny bopper, wannabe idiot who doesn't even know how the country operates or runs, poses as a conservative. She was the dead horse they ran against Obama to make sure he won. Just like when they ran Bob Dole against Bill Clinton. This stuff's all rigged, folks, but that idiot doesn't know it. McCain knew it. McCain, take a dive, McCain. The ringer, McCain. But again, people can't wake up to the fact that stuff is staged. All right, let's go to calls like I promised to do. Wide open phones today. Tons of other news. A lot of key info coming up. Also, I'm going to play an audio clip from Unsolved Mysteries back in the early 1990s. So we had Alan Watt on last week, and he talked about how they spray chemical weapons all over Europe. He was specifically talking about Scotland in the form of gel. And we've been hit by this gel here in Texas. In fact, it was on Extra of our all places interviewing me because police and firefighters and school teachers were all sprayed with it and saw the helicopters and got sick. But I can't find that video clip in my office. Somebody needs to put that on YouTube. Wink, wink, Mike Hansen Archives at YouTube. I know you've got all those videos, Bubba. Why don't you put that up? I can't find it. But Unsolved Mysteries is basically the same report just on the West Coast. So I want to go over the history of chemical and biological spraying on the American people, just some of the admissions. And then ask yourself, that's the real issue, not Michael Jackson, lucky fans get tickets. You know, the news issue here isn't Michael Jackson, lucky fans get tickets. That's not the big news flash here, ladies and gentlemen. The big news flash here is we have a government for decades putting chemicals and biologicals in the water and the food and spraying us. And they openly talk about how they want to kill us all day. Oh, you see, then Michael Jackson memorial tickets with everybody fighting over them, that's not as important anymore. Or Sarah Idiot Palin quitting. People are lying about me. I'm going to quit. I'm sorry, she doesn't have a Georgia peach accent. That would be endearing. She has another endearing accent, I guess when it's on Jesse Ventura, but not really on a woman.
You know, we's up here, you know, I got some liberals and on for me here, up here in the north area. I got the Russians right across the way there.
Actually, that's not what the Minnesota accent sounds like. But I guess Alaskans have a Minnesota accent. Folks, I'm going to be honest with you. I can't take it anymore. The establishment puppets out Michael Jackson and Palin and all these other idiots. And then everybody talks about these morons all day. Instead of foreign banks have deindustrialized us and are destroying everything and putting us into deep debt right now. Nathan in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? I actually live in Austin, Texas. Been following you for about 10 years. I appreciate everything that you've done.
Well, I appreciate you putting up with me because I'm obnoxious and annoying. But you know what? I'm trying my best, and I got guts, and guts are enough, pal.
Guts are enough, and you're honest. That's the thing. You know, I can deal with a lot of things as long as it's honesty. You know? But you're great. I appreciate everything you do. I wanted to tell you that. The reason I'm calling, just one little tip I wanted to throw out there to people. I've worked in churches for about 10 years as well, and I just would encourage everybody out there. They're always asking you, what should I do, what should I do, what should I do? I just want to throw out there, if you're going to a church somewhere, I would encourage you to give your pastor a copy of Freedom to Fascism, maybe the Obama Deception, and request a meeting to talk to him and discuss those things afterwards, because we count on our pastors to, if nothing else, to have intellectual honesty, because they're supposedly delivering the truth to us.
But their 501c3 head offices in New York are on FEMA payroll publicly and are telling them to stand down and go along with it. I mean, that's how creepy and far down the rat hole we are. The preachers have been turned into secret police.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that most people in churches won't even know if their pastor is one of those or not, because they are some of the best salespeople that there are in convincing you that they're on your side and preaching the truth. Some of them may be, some of them may not. So in my opinion, this is not only an opportunity to unlock the mind of your pastor, it's also an opportunity to find out where he really stands. You know, that's the biggest problem is if we don't know where somebody stands, how can we trust them or follow them? So it's a great way to do that. But that's just a little tip.
I agree. I've told a lot of listeners to go to their church and ask, oh, hey, are you on that FEMA thing? You know, like it's no big deal. Go, oh, hey, are you part of a FEMA program? And he'll go, how do you know about that? Come with me, my son. Let's discuss this. Who told you about my love with FEMA? They are here to help you. Take the injections, my son. And then a lot of people get flipped out when the preacher goes, yes, and you're not supposed to know about that. Because, see, secret agent man. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, so that's the idea. The other thing I just wanted to ask you to comment on, and then I'll hang up and listen. By the way, thanks for being so gracious. You're one of the most gracious hosts out there. I call a lot of radio programs. You're the best. First time I even called you. Should have done a long time ago. Zelaya down in Honduras. It seems to me that he was, you know, trying to posture himself as a Marxist dictator, and he should have been thrown out, and we should be celebrating that. Although the news and the coverage that we can get on it is so sketchy, I can't put together a full picture. But I wanted to get your comments on that. I haven't heard a whole lot about it from you. Just curious what your take is and what your interpretation is on the situation down there.
All right, I appreciate your call, sir. Look, see, that's a good question. That brings up an important topic. I'm off ranting and raving about the banking takeover because it's all I can think about, because they get that, they get everything, and they got us. And I don't even talk about what's happening. He tried to land yesterday in Honduras, and there was a big shootout, and the police mowed down a bunch of his supporters that were trying to take the airfield peacefully so that they could let him land. So he had to land in the next door country. Hugo Chavez, who is out of control and is restricting the free speech and is doing a lot of thuggish things, he's threatening to invade to save the Honduran president. The Honduran president did say he was going to decriminalize drugs, which he said would then stop the West and its banks that are laundering the money. And so that's why the CIA openly trained those generals and colonels and captains at the School of Americas. They're trying to overthrow him right now. A president is allowed to call for a referendum so he can stay in power. And as far as the election monitors have said, he is duly elected. So you got to watch it when you say, you know, we ought to be glad we're overthrowing a hardcore commie. What, in replacing it with a fascist government where the IMF and World Bank take over all the infrastructure and then the people are just slaves on banks' land instead of slaves on some commie's land, you know, with a big mustache? I mean, the guy is the archetypal El Jefe big dog. And they love to show news of him with a, images of him with a cowboy hat on, but he doesn't look as thuggish when he was addressing the UN. The point is, as much as I don't like Hugo Chavez and as much as I don't like people like that, the globalists are just trying to replace one local kind of boss hog type with their more scientific dictatorship. And communism isn't as virulent and mechanized as the Chinese or Russian model when you see it in Latin America. And so I say stay out of their affairs. Look, the same CIA that we've got that overthrows all these countries all over the world, they're overthrowing us now. They're taking over our counties and cities. They're the ones putting out the MIAC reports and the Homeland Security reports saying gun owners and conservatives and libertarians are terrorists and that veterans are the number one threat. They are not right-wing anti-communists that run our government. They're criminals, and they get our best and brightest to join special forces and then get recruited into CIA and do all sorts of assassinations and commando raids and all sorts of stuff. And the good guys, you know, 4 or 5 years into black ops, they kill a lot of communists and a lot of drug dealers, and they're only given the side of the story the establishment wants to give them. They're told, you're going to kill a drug dealer. They don't tell you this drug dealer quit paying his cut to us. And then 5 years down the road, we want you to go ahead and blow this car up with a family in it. It's got to be a message to, you know, these people. Yeah, but I don't want to kill their kids. So that's why in the past, 30 years ago, they'd say, oh, you can refuse this mission if you choose. And then, yeah, they send you to then do the little jobs or the jobs that quote, are more moral. But then they find the cadres that go, I'll blow up that car full of men, women, and children. I'll torture a little kid in front of their parents to get answers, and then you've turned into Satan. That's why they say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So there's my take on that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the hate crimes bill has passed the House. It's in the Senate. It's set to pass this week. And I've read every day last week the subsections where it says if you hurt someone's feelings, you get 10 years in prison and a giant fine. Another version of the bill has 2 years in prison and a giant fine. This is the end of free speech. Just like they just passed the end of industry, they can selectively shut down, that's the key word, selectively shut down any farmer ranch, any factory, any business they want. It's all selective. Just like the 3,000 GM dealerships and the 1,500 Chrysler dealerships, Obama's people are deciding who stays open and who doesn't. And they openly say, you pay us money, you stay open. Make a cash payment here. Just open mafia government. Thug gangsters run Washington now. The complete conversion to criminality has now happened. The complete fall of the republic. It's just like you got struck by lightning. This has happened many times. That a swim team or a football team or a baseball team has stayed out on the field. A flash lightning storm comes up, and you always see the news report, you know, 4 killed in lightning, 2 others hospitalized. It'll kill a few right where the bolt comes down, but then just fry a couple others. And a lot of times there'll be a nearby fire station or police station or EMS. They'll get over there in just a few minutes, get the defibrillators out, and shock those kids' hearts back on. Now, if you get a direct hit, you boil, your eyes pop out of your head. Your brain busts open and pops. Your whole head pops like a melon. You ever seen a big oak tree get struck by lightning and just vaporizes it? Superheated sap? Well, America got hit by lightning about 4 months ago. And in the scale of politics, that's about 2 or 3 minutes. Now, if an ambulance gets there and they defibrillate us and we get hit by another jolt of liberty instead of a jolt of tyranny, we may wake up. You know, I've been using that analogy for years, and Dee's Illustration, great, DeesIllustration.com, did a image of it, of Uncle Sam with bullet holes in his chest, and Ron Paul, Campaign for Liberty, is the defibrillator. It's actually Ron Paul's the doctor trying to shock his heart. That's why I froth and yell and have gotten more aggressive now. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I love this republic, this country. I love it. It's been a wonderful place. It hadn't been perfect. The globalists love to tell you all the bad about America in the past while they were pulling it down. They told you the American flag was bad. Now that they've got control, they're telling you how we can do no wrong. You see, when they see the nation as their tool, when they see the nation as their control system, now they're going to tell you how great we are. We don't have long to jumpstart this country's heart. We don't have long to save the republic. This is real tyranny come to our shores. This is corruption. This is New World Order. This is the global crime syndicate having its way with our society. All right, I've only gotten one call. I'm out of control. I will get to more of your calls and tons of news straight ahead after this quick break. We're going to talk to Jim, Ronnie, Cindy, Marty, and others. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. With every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow.
Secret.
Secret agent man. Secret agent man.
Yeah, that's your local pastor. CIA recruiting ads everywhere. FEMA secretly hired 26,000 plus preachers. 50+ thousand infrastructure protection officers in every major corporation with shoot-to-kill orders on citizens. Ah, the free society, unlimited taxpayer money to turn the general public into a secret agent man and train your kids to spy on your carbon footprint and write you fake tickets. Oh, they'll be real soon. Mommy took a hot bath. I'm writing mommy a ticket. The New York Times says, what a good girl. Let's go ahead and go to the calls. Jim in Pennsylvania. Jim, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Alex, it doesn't surprise me your show's growing worldwide because you, your staff, and the show are what's really happening. So I want to thank you guys for being there for us and for being alive and standing in the breach. Alex, you're always going to be remembered. If you could comment, Alex, for the audience, about a month and a half, 2 months ago at the most, Joyce had an excellent two-hour segment on the chemtrail spraying. ArizonaSkyWatch.com is the website for everyone to go to.
It yeah, we've had that, Arizona SkyWatch
okay,
on a bunch.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you, yeah, you're pretty knowledgeable, so you know about it. That's all. I just wanted to mention that. That's all. Let the other callers come in.
Well, thank you. No, I'm going to make a film about chemtrails. And we're actually going in the next few months out to California to interview the lady, the head of SkyWatch, and others. So we are all over it. And now the government just comes out and admits, oh, yeah, we're manipulating the atmosphere. It's no big deal. You can trust us. You know, we've just done all these chemical, biological, radiological tests on you over and over again and killed, you know, citizens and troops, military over and over again, our own people. But you can trust us now. Go ahead and take the Gardasil shot and drop dead. Let's go ahead and talk to Ronnie in Texas. Ronnie, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. One death in particular that's more important than that pervert singing, dancing hero, Robert S. McNamara. He was, after all, I believe he was in on the JFK assassination. He knew about the JFK before it happened because he knew the JFK was going to get us out of Vietnam and because he knew JFK had experimented with
marijuana.
Wait a minute.
McNamara died?
Yeah.
That's why I love taking your calls. But he was really a wicked devil.
He really is. Yeah, he really was. And I think he was, again, like I was saying, I think
he... By the way, he gave interviews admitting they staged Gulf of Tonkin to get us into the war because he knew they'd already released the tapes. I wonder why at the time he came out and said that they'd done it, because they'd released tens of thousands of hours and nobody had found it yet. But then it did get retrieved. C-SPAN aired it with him on the phone telling LBJ how they just staged it, showing that presidents are puppets even then, and that he's going to have to give a press conference saying that the North Vietnamese attacked our boats.
It was just what I've been saying. He was a traitor, and he knew about Vietnam. He knew about JFK's marijuana usage. And so I think he's really in on I think JFK, for example, was out of the loop before the assassination, but that's kind of neither here nor there. But
he was 93, and I guess now he's warming his butt in hell. McNamara died at 5:30 a.m. at his home. Yep, that's some good news.
Much more important than, you know, that obviously eclipses anything about Jackson. But the main reason I was calling about this spiritual spasm of joy I wanted to share with you, Alex, here in Texas at the state capitol, the big pink lady.
Hold on. Spiritual spasm of joy. Stay there. I want to hear more about this spiritual spasm of joy when we come back in 70 seconds. Second hour, straight ahead. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XV pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let me guess what Jim and, or is it Ronnie? Who am I talking to now? Ronnie? Yeah, I'm talking to Ronnie, obviously. You're talking about the Texas Capitol. Ronnie in Texas, for your stations that just joined us. What a way to start an hour. You know, I almost forget I'm on the radio half the time. I've been doing this too long, folks. Other people get all excited and get psyched up for the radio shows. Me, I'm just psyched up all the time, so it's... Big show coming up in the next 3 hours. Wide open phones, tons of news as we fight the globalists. They're coming down with a hate crimes law, trying to pass it in the Senate right now. We'll get Reverend Ted Pike on about that in the next few days. I want to go over some of the latest coming up here in a few minutes. Robert McNamara, defense chief during Vietnam War, has died. Somebody ought to write a true obituary for this guy, what a monster he was. That does sound a little bit wicked, though, and low to say, oh, good news, he's dead. No, it's not good news. I don't think he ever repented and exposed the evil he was involved in, so that's too bad. But just when I hear about a murderer like him dying, I have to admit, I feel like, you know, a dark light has gone out in the world, illuminating the world with its black sunshine of evil. But let me guess what you're calling about, Ronnie. I heard on the local news that Cornyn, the fake Republican senator we have, but I shouldn't whine too much compared to some of the Democrats. Good Lord, with friends like these, but who needs enemies? They're all bad. That he got booed at the Tea Party that they had at the state capitol this weekend. I heard that on 590 AM news. But the news was almost implying like it was bad to boo him. And then it said, but he was there to give a veteran a purple heart. So I guess the politicians to be loved now, when they get up to give a speech, they have to then give somebody a purple heart and associate themselves with the veterans to not be universally hated. Very, very strange news piece I heard. But the point is, you'd think these Tea Parties are Republican. They're not. They're bipartisan people who are sick of the controlled corporate media, the controlled corporate parties, and the controlled media, though, keeps trying to make it a left-right issue. But let me guess, is that what happened at the big pink lady, the big granite capitol here in Austin? Ronnie?
Yes, sir. It was. You're exactly right. It was a spiritual spasm of joy, of celebration for liberty. And like you're saying, it wasn't all Republicans or anything. It was. But the big news I wanted to share with you was not only Cornyn, but Governor Bilderberger Perry got booed big time. You know, by the majority of people, or maybe not the majority, but everybody around me.
Yeah, he's trying to hijack our movement, and it's not going to work.
Exactly, and a huge participation. I mean, there was at least 1,000 people there in a three or four hour event, zero coverage, all afternoon, many speeches, and, you know, like I said, both Governor and Bilderberger criminal Rick Perry and sellout Senator Cornyn were just
the system
booed.
At one level is trying to send them in to take over our anti-Federal Reserve movement and then distract it and shunt it off. But at the same time, the media is then ignoring it on top of it. They already tried to demonize it. That didn't work. So, yes, I noticed there was almost no coverage of it other than it was very evil that they were booed. It was un-American. You don't boo your gods. Cornyn is the one that makes the grass grow. Perry makes the sunshine. They lay eggs that we all feed on. They're our mommies, just like Judge Jean Mayer when she has kids kidnapped from families to give them to people who want kids. She's giving birth to all the children in the world. Government gives birth to everything. It's our mommy. Oh.
Coverage of Perry's speech was taken at another location where he wasn't booed that I saw. So I got
Oh, wait a minute. You're saying they cut in old footage of him not being booed?
the same speech, but at a different location, you know, a friendly location. But this one was a bunch of Liberty Patriots, and we booed. It was
so
fantastic.
Wait a minute. The news said it was the Capitol, but showed wrong footage. They got caught with those video press releases, the White House paying millions to have them air on TV as infomercials, with Bush being clapped for, but it was a different crowd clapping for somebody else. Total corruption, total evil.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food. What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv coming up in the next hour, and I'm going to start news blitzing through audio and video clips and a ton of important news I've got here in front of me. But right now, let's continue with the phone call. Cindy in Delaware, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Cindy just dropped as I went to her. They're very skilled at that. Marty in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead, Marty.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi, I've been researching the New World Order conspiracies and everything like that for a little over a year now. And I've been comparing and contrasting the different views and everything. And again, so far, the most credible ones come from the people within this movement. And also with that, a small amount of it is just kind of out there and crazy. But in every movement, there's a couple kooks.
Yeah, that's kind of background noise. It's a lot of it's on purpose, background noise, to discredit the serious information that's going on. But look, everything I talk about is out in the open. They're openly setting up a bank of the world that you pay your carbon taxes to. There is openly a world government now. There's no denying that it's run by bankers. There's no denying they're setting up a police state. There's no denying they're eugenicist. There's no denying the Human Genome Project is a population reduction front. There's no denying Dick Cheney called for race-specific bioweapons to be used. There's no denying the issues I cover are the real issues. Now, there are other people who kind of invent their own little conspiracy theories. It's like a cottage industry of, you know, this person's really a cyborgian clone from planet Snoopy Poop and things like that. I don't get into all of that. I just cover what I can prove. But go ahead.
Now, the reason why I called is I don't listen to your show all that much, but I do go to the site and I research a whole bunch of stuff on various different sites. Now, the last time I listened to your show, I think it was Saturday, it was a rerun, and if I remember correctly, you said something about Crowder Park and National Guard troops there. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I
no,
read that somewhere
I,
else.
I read a mainstream news article out of Missouri about the military doing drills to, quote, take on the U.S. militia.
I didn't get all the show. Did it happen already? Because I live just a couple miles by there, and I can actually run up there. I used to run up there every other day.
Okay, let me just dig the article out for you right now. If you go to Infowars.com, if they have it fixed, for some reason we have this featured story archive that's not updating the news stories, but in the archive, Missouri National Guard trained to kill militia insurgents in exercise. Then it says the Missouri National Guard is training to engage in combat with, quote, militia groups, according to the News Tribune. And it goes on to talk about how they're practicing to take on a fictitious militia group that practices attacking and disrupting the battalion's operations during attacks and harassment. And the battalion was going to simulate a highway checkpoint, which then is attacked by the militia. And the headline in the Tribune says that the National Guard prepares to deal with militia attacks. And then people commented in the story denying that it even said that. When the NORTHCOM openly has announced that NORTHCOM's job is to take on the American people for riot control. So, you know, let there be no more denial this is happening. Yes, this is the Kansas City-based 205th Area Support Medical Company and the Springfield-based 206th Area Support Medical Company fend off attacks while performing their medical duties. So they always script it like the militias are the bad guys. Those dirty militias, they were attacking the innocent ambulances again. Or from Texas to Michigan, they have these drills federally funded, the Associated Press has reported, where they call it homeschoolers against public education. And they dress up in camo, come in unannounced, grab the little kids by the hair, slam them to the ground and say, I'm going to blow your head off. The kids go into catatonic fits or screwed up for life. And then they tell the parents, sorry, we've got to get ready for the militias and homeschoolers to attack. So it's giant re-education camps. So see, they always frame the scenarios like the militias blew up a school again. The militias attacked the ambulances again. Meanwhile, it's the state police out choking ambulance drivers for no reason. But see how they script all this as part of their own sick fantasy land of how we are the bad guys?
That. It's horrible. And another thing is that recently I was going to go up there to go swimming, and I found out about this. It's when I put the lines together. I was told by a friend's mom when I suggested it to a friend that that I can't go up there because they got bacteria in the water or something like that.
I don't know. Listen, I appreciate your call, man. I really do. You know what? 99% of the time, if you hear me talking about something on the show, I'm going to give you the source. Like I said that Senator Cornyn got booed. I guess they didn't say on the local news that Perry got booed, too. And I said 5:90 a.m., and they played him being booed. Or if I say that the New York Times is reporting that they're training Boy Scouts for gun confiscation, I give you the article. So, I mean, people call and ask, well, where's this, where's that? And I'm glad you call and ask, but, I mean, it's usually on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. All right, Julio in Illinois. You're on the air, Julio.
Alex, how are you today, sir? First of all, I wanted to ask several points I wanted to make. Number one, here in my, near my hometown of Elgin, Illinois, near Chicago, we had no fireworks for our 4th of July, and they were blaming it on no money in the city's budget.
Yeah, they always pull stunts. Remember what Enron did in 2000 when some days they charged over $1 billion what the power cost? They had fake computers with fake programs. Well, they were real computers but with fake programs running, showing the congressmen who were touring. And the guy doing that was Secretary of the Army White. He later became Secretary of the Army. Mr. White was the guy showing him the fake computer systems. And the Pentagon said, my God, this is the guy to run the military with our trillions we've stolen. Hire him immediately, the Enron scammer. But the point is, later the Enron documents came out. They said, turn the power off an hour or so a day. That'll make people think there's artificial scarcity. And then we can jack up prices and rip them off. And so, yes, by not giving you fireworks that cost, you know, maybe $10,000, it creates the illusion there's no money, so you'll accept the raping. But, sorry, go ahead. So you had no fireworks.
Number two, the city is trying to pass an ordinance against pit bulls where they're trying to pretty much eliminate the breed, given fear-mongering, saying that, you know, all these pit bulls attack people. And what they want to do is force the people to register their pit bulls by implementing a one of those microchips into the dog, so they can be registered into a computer database, so they can know where, you know, where the pit bull's at and where, you know, who the owner is.
Well, yeah, let me tell you about that. San Marcos, Texas, passed a law that all dogs have to be chipped. San Francisco has a law, all dogs have to be chipped. So they always start with, oh, just your pit bull has to be registered, instead of just prosecuting people when their dog's off a leash. Because there are a lot of meatheads that try to walk, you know, who were cowards and didn't have strong dads or whatever, who think going to the park and menacing families with their pit bull is a tough guy thing. Because they themselves are scared of dogs and they've gotten over the fear of dogs. So they think their dog's scaring you, when actually you go into psychotic gorilla mode and want to rip their head off and slaughter their dog. And they don't understand you're 10 times more vicious than their dog and you actually want to kill them, and you're barely controlling your instincts to savagely rip their head off. Excuse me. The point is these, there are a lot of punks out there with their dogs who are going around acting like they're tough. But everybody else shouldn't lose their rights. I know a lot of sweet pit bulls. You know, overall, it is kind of a stupid breed that is prone to attacking people out of the blue. But that's part of freedom. You know, we have this nanny state. I heard something on the radio yesterday, some news piece going, if you have a snake in your backyard, call animal control, which is more government. No, you should know, you should have a shotgun with a snake charmer 410 in it. But we're so domesticated that nobody knows how to use firearms, so you don't do that. Or you should know how to use a hoe and kill it. But we're cowardly, domesticated chicken necks, and so we've got to call the government to come get rid of a coral snake or rattlesnake in our backyard, and it's pathetic. So, yes, they shouldn't make you microchip the dogs. Has that passed yet?
No, it has not passed. They're proposing it, and they want the, you know, the public to come in and talk during their city council meetings, and I'm going to do that and talk about, you know, pretty much how they're taking away our freedom and liberties. You know, it's our choice if we want to have a pit bull. I don't have a dog per se. I'm a big dog lover, big animal rights guy, and, you know, protecting our animals. But I do not feel that it's necessary to put stupid microchips in our little puppies.
I hear you. Look, here's the deal with pit bulls. They were used in mines. They're cart dogs. Bulldogs, the whole variety of canine familiarists known as bulldogs, were muscle dogs for pulling carts. And the pit bull was used in gold mines, coal mines, other mines. And so they were beaten. They were barely fed. It's a very tough, hardworking dog that's very stupid. And if you got a pit bull, I'm not attacking your dog. Maybe your dog's smart as they come. Just saying, on average, the breed, it's like a Jack Russell Terrier is known for being smart. A pit bull is known as being as dumb as a box of rocks. And then you get these idiots who get them and encourage them to be mean. And I just want to say this. I've had people a few times with their pit bull, and this is one of the few times I lose control, like try to menace you with it. I just go ahead and say, come on, man, I'm going to kill you and your dog. It's been a few times I've actually got out of control with somebody. One time in the neighborhood, I was pushing my son. He was like 6 months old in a baby carriage. that was some scumbag with his dog kind of came over with it like it was scaring me. The dog kind of started growling. I said, listen, man, when I'm done with your dog, I'm gonna bash your brains out. And the guy got it real. I mean, I just, you know what? Again, there's a lot of people playing at being tough out there who aren't tough. And you people act like that because you haven't had your teeth knocked out. You haven't had your legs broken. You haven't had your head knocked in. It's a nation of cowards trying to act tough. And a lot of these pit bull owners are out of control. Keep your dogs out of my way!
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with 2 cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Look at your women crying, look at your young men dying, the way they've always done before.
Look, folks. I'm just really wound up about the hate crimes bill, the police state takeover, the banking takeover, the carbon tax takeover, the open border takeover, the globalists trying to start all these new wars, how they're bankrupting everybody's jobs. I'm just really upset. And so, yes, I don't think American liberty should be limited because of people with their pit bulls all over the place. But at the same time, I'm really sick of, you'll be at the park or something now, and people got these pit bulls everywhere, and their dog will come over and attack somebody's animal. And then the people are like, oh, my dog just attacked yours. It's no big deal. And it's always like these wimps who are like into thinking they're tough because they have the dog. And or you'll be walking with your family down the sidewalk and somebody's got one that's looking for trouble. And it's like, hey, your dog is menacing me. It makes me want to attack you. I don't know how, I mean, I'm like a big killer gorilla. That's what we are, folks. And I mean, it makes me want to go after you. I can't help it. I'm red blooded. It's the same thing with the SWAT teams out of control and the cops. I see these videos of them beating up old ladies and choking ambulance drivers. I have a primitive response, just like I do with that pit bull. I'm like, ah! I mean, I'm not looking for trouble, folks. I'm the biggest sweetheart there is. And I know there's a lot of other people just like me. I got a big heart. I'm a sweet person. I'm not even the toughest guy out there. But I can't help it, man. Somebody menaces me. Somebody messes with me. I go into dumb primitive mode. Because I don't really know the direction reverse. I tend to run forward. And all right, let's keep taking your calls. By the way, I kept joking saying that they were going to say that changing in the seasons was global warming and we had to ban the seasons. But I wasn't really joking. They were already last year starting to hint at that, going, oh, it's such a hot summer, global warming. We've got to have a global tax to fix it. And then sure enough, the London Guardian 2 days ago, Steve Watson wrote a story about it at InfoWars.net. There's a lot of exclusive stuff to just InfoWars.net that he does. People ought to go to that site. That's net.com. InfoWars.net.com. And they're now saying summer is abnormal. And the kids will believe it, folks. You think I'm joking? No, now it's going to be, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. You think there's summer and fall. You think there's spring and winter. Let's go to another call here. Let's go to Jeremy in Indiana, then Samson and Cindy and others. Go ahead.
Alex, Jeremy here.
Hey, buddy.
Just want to know what's going on with all this FEMA stuff. Like, I hear all this other stuff, and I try not to believe too much or not believe enough. You know, I want to find the truth, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you hear about like 7/7 and they were doing a drill, and then 9/11 they were doing a drill, and now all of a sudden they're going to do this 2-day deal throughout the whole nation that they've never ever even heard of doing or thought about doing until now. What's going on?
It's National Level Exercise 09, and it's new in name only. They've been having these top-off drills since 98, 99. They call it top-off dark winter, top-off destruction, top-off this, top-off that. Now they call them NLE09. It openly says, one article says 10, other says 14, but Homeland Security just lists 4. Foreign governments, European and others, are taking part in helping fight American terrorists. So Homeland Security itself, FEMA itself, and I read this like 4 or 5 times on air last week, but if you want it, just Google NLE09, and you'll be on FEMA's own website. So what happens is they have all these drills. So they're always having drills. So that doesn't mean that every drill means they're going to bootleg an attack, use the drill as a smokescreen to throw off other agencies that aren't part of the inside job, or to bootleg the funding as well. But they always have a drill when they have an attack. Now, they may change their paradigm, but they don't normally do that. That for 100-plus years, they've used drills. Hitler used a drill to cover up their staged attack on Gleiwitz, unless other German units said, hey, there wasn't an attack here. They'd say, oh, just a drill. When the Russians got caught bombing their own apartment buildings to blame it on the Chechens, they said, oh, that was just a drill when the police caught the FSB planting bombs in a 4th building. So it's always a drill, a drill. When U.S. forces were caught in Italy in 81 planting bombs. They said, oh, it was just a drill. So, oh, just an exercise. Oh, it's just make-believe. We were just playing. Kind of like you catch your neighbor walking out with your TV set, and they're like, oh, I was just playing. It was a joke. I wasn't actually stealing your jewelry or anything. I was going to give it back. It's just a drill. So stay there. It's an important question. Let you have a follow-up when we get back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. InnerFood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
You know, when I get off the air today, I'm going to call the Wall Street Journal up. Because at first I wasn't going to have them down here. They're like, we're going to have to write the piece without you. It's a friendly piece. Go ahead and let us do the interview. And then I'm going to, the writer called up that Diginet sponsor that sells the in-car systems where you just punch a button that's hidden and it records the police. And she was saying, well, why are you doing this that hurts America? Do you feel bad that it's hurting America? We just talked to the sponsor. That you know, supporting the show hurts America? You're now working against America? See, saying you don't want foreign offshore banks taking over the country, looting everything, the Washington Post taking secretly $250,000 per person for access to high-level politicians, just having unlimited looting and stealing going on everywhere. If you're against that, you're anti-America. If you're for the Bill of Rights and Constitution, if you say you don't want to live in a police state, that's anti-America. If you say you want to audit the private Federal Reserve, that's anti-America. If you want to get back to the Bill of Rights and Constitution, I guess I'm anti-American. I guess that's what this means. I don't want to be dominated by foreign offshore banks. I'm bad. All right, we're talking to Jeremy, right? In Indiana. What was your other point, Jeremy?
Well, as I've been doing my research, I came across an interesting piece. I hate to say it's from the Glenn Beck Show, but he read a letter from a lady, a grandmother and a mother, and she was really bent about the whole situation, and I want to know why more people haven't stood up and said something about all this. Why? What is keeping people back from this? Are they scared? Is it too much change? Well, what about the change that's happening right now? The bad change is going to happen over everybody. Are we just going to stand up? Or are we just going to lay down and take it? I mean, what's going to happen here?
You know, I don't know what, how much worse it has to get. I don't know why we're putting up with anything and everything the system does. I don't know why so many people are just mesmerized. And then meanwhile, the system knows there's finally going to be a huge backlash. There already is to a certain extent. And so their response is, we're going to sick Homeland Security on you. We're going to say you're a terrorist. We're going to sick youth brigades on you. I mean, how is tattletale squads and neighborhood watch squads and the CIA and FEMA secretly recruiting all the business owners and pastors and identifying who won't be under their control? I mean, this is like Red Dawn or something, but they're just setting it all up around us. It's obviously high treason. It's obviously unconstitutional and criminal. But according to those that work for the system and get a paycheck from it, they've just decided that they're the good guys, and they go, no, the Bill of Rights is bad. No, freedom is bad. No, being against government corruption is bad. You are bad. And so it's just going to come to a collision. And, you know, it's kind of like that Argentinian economist I had on a few months ago. He explained how when they imploded Argentine's economy, the Argentinian economy, by design, people rioted for 6 months. But after 6 months, that was it. Now they're just homeless. And because the bankers are offshore, folks, they sit offshore. And if the people ever elect a good leader, they just go in and assassinate them. They just send in CIA, MI6 hit squads, and that's how it works. And they openly, publicly, you know, get on TV and say, we'll just kill that leader. We'll just kill that leader. They don't even deny it. And so I appreciate your call. I don't know what to say, Jeremy. Samson in Alabama, you're on the air. Samson, go ahead.
Alex, you there?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. I got, about two questions. I'm in a, online community, and I started reading about, this stuff on your website probably about a month or so ago, and I have about two questions for you.
Okay.
The first thing is, like, I live in a really small town or whatever. We thought of two questions to ask. What can we do, like, you know, what could we do to, like, to spread, like, information and stuff?
Well, you say you run an online website. Start making the theme more about liberty issues. You could print up the names of websites you think have good information on the backs of business cards and hand them out and leave them places. You could start a newsletter. You could start a radio show or support somebody you think would be good at doing a radio show. Access TV is still in many cities and counties. It has tens of thousands of viewers in large cities and hundreds even in tiny towns. I mean, it's all – people don't need to save the world by themselves. All of us together, many hands make light work. So just get involved. Take action. Speak out. Say no to this stuff. Go speak before your city council. And each time you do it, you'll get better and better at it.
The second question is, I've talked to a lot of the people I talk to. I'm 25, but I have some people in my community that's younger. A lot of them are kind of afraid about some of the stuff. Like, what do I tell them? I don't know what to tell them.
Well, are they afraid of what's happening, or are they afraid of doing something about it?
They're, like, afraid, like, of telling people and stuff like that. They're just afraid.
Well, I mean, ask them this. How in the land of the free, home of the brave, with free speech, right? Well, now they're telling us we don't have it. If we give in to the hate speech laws, if we give in to being scared to speak out, then they've won. And so I would tell them, look, just stepping up to the plate is half the battle. Taking action, even if you're not perfect, even if you don't get all the answers right, even if you're not the most articulate, taking action, having guts, you know, that's an old saying. It actually predates films like Full Metal Jacket. But it said he had guts and guts was enough. You know, you take the people that discovered this nation, you take the explorers, you take the scientists, you take the people that have developed so much of what we enjoy today. They did it by just taking action. But so many other people sit back and they endlessly debate and discuss and talk about what they're going to do instead of putting it into action. And I think that's the answer. I appreciate your call, Samson. Good to hear from you. Cindy in Delaware is back. Cindy in Delaware, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Cindy. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Listen, I'm in Delaware. I'm in the home of Joe Biden country. You know,
yes, you are.
I want to remind everyone that he was instrumental here in Delaware in getting the credit card banks to be able to have any interest rate that they wanted.
No, I know. He's the guy. I'm glad you bring that up. He's the guy who brags he was instrumental in getting 30%+ interest rates compounding, literal loan sharking legalized in the United States, and then he's the guy that's going to get the bankers off your back and, oh, give him one more stimulus package and they'll get the economy moving. They promise. No, they want to implode the economy while giving themselves unlimited currency to buy it up. He is a gangster, thug, criminal running a pimp game.
Yeah, he's vice president now because he works for the banksters, and he always has. And, you know, way back, I think it was in the 80s when they passed that law. Anyway, I just want to mention real quick, here in Delaware, you know, we're a little tiny state, right? But in the northern part, we had fireworks out the wazoo. And, you know, on the radio stations, local stations, they were saying, oh, don't let off fireworks illegally. The police are going to be on the lookout. As I never heard so many fireworks going off. And it was like, just, you know, people were saying, you to the powers that be, you know, we're taking our,
you know, is that
back.
What it was? Because the economy's so bad, people have less money. There were still fireworks going off last night, and it was like the sound of freedom. I would hear a huge rocket explode over my house, and I would say, you know what, that's freedom. That's not being these ninnies who are knock-kneed and all scared. And in California, they say 50 years in prison if you're caught with them. And I understand the fires. But the issue is that you're right. It is an act of defiance. People are saying, hey, it isn't going to be just firecrackers soon, bankers.
I heard it 4th of July like never before. I'm almost 50 years old, you know, so I've gone through a lot of 4th of Julys. And, the local people doing the fireworks, it was incredible. And then one other thing I wanted to mention. I got some change back from the store the other day, and lo and behold, Infowars.com was written on my fiat currency there.
Oh, yeah, somebody mailed us an Infowars.com bill framed. You know, it's a dollar bill with Infowars.com across the front, and the Wall Street Journal was here, and they said, you're defacing money. That's illegal. So, I mean, my God, I'm trying to step up to the plate and, you know, face these interviews down, but it may be too dangerous. I mean, you know, it's not illegal for me to be mailed a dollar bill that has Infowars.com on it. And, I get calls from New Zealand. I get calls from Colorado. City councils threatening me. Police departments threatening me, saying, we know it's you who climbed up on the water tower and spray-painted Infowars.com. And I go, that's not me doing that. That's your local citizens. I'm not in New Zealand. I'm not in Colorado. And, yes, graffiti is illegal. I say don't do it on private property, but these government criminal slugs, you know, I just say more power to people, more power to you. I mean, it's your First Amendment. If you want to take the risk and do it, I'm not saying do it, but, you know, we're in a revolutionary war here, and that's what they did in 1776. Graffiti was used for 10 years before that to get the word out. against these scumbags that are trying to overthrow our nation and bring in tyranny. And, yeah, a lot of people are writing Infowars.com on their money. And a lot of the guys in the office say, I don't do enough shopping. I literally just work all the time. So I might go to the hardware store once a year and to the clothes store maybe twice a year and to the gun shop a couple times a year. But a lot of people in the office are saying that they're getting Infowars.com money back. So definitely a way to get the word out.
You know, use their weapon against them.
That's yeah.
One way to do it.
Yeah, well, I tell you, the Wall Street Journal was like a bloodhound in here, though. I just like just had her nose to the ground looking for something. She saw a framed picture a listener sent me of a dollar bill with Infowars.com on it, and you'd thought she'd hit the bonanza jackpot. I'm going to call her up today and say, you keep saying this isn't a nasty hit piece, but look, I mean, it's like she's looking, hiding her hair, you know, can't find anything bad on me. So, God Almighty, I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you there, Cindy. Ryan in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead, Ryan.
Oh, hi.
Hey, buddy.
I have two questions, and I have one comment.
Okay.
The first one, because I'm new to the alternative kind of path, I was wondering if I could ask you about your character.
Yes, but don't drink fluoride, sir. Are you still drinking tap water?
Not often. Like, my mom makes food.
Good move. Now, you're asking me about my character. Do you know where my character is displayed?
A specific question.
Well, no, but I have a comment for you.
Okay.
Do you know where my character is displayed?
On InfoWars?
My character is displayed in the fruits of my labor, waking people up, getting people upset to stand up and say no to tyranny and hopefully save something of our country and of the world before it's all gone. And so, also, people manufacture things about my character and make false claims about me, and then they try to make the whole show about Alex Jones instead of what are we going to do about the New World Order. See, they can't deny what I'm saying here on the show. So then instead what they do is they try to make it about me as kind of a psychological excuse to not take action. But go ahead, sir. I am here. You can be the Grand Inquisitor. What is it about my character?
The question is do you see things in black or white or in gray?
Oh, well, that's a philosophical question. Well, I see many questions and issues and political standpoints from black and white. But then to then break down the way the planet works, the way it operates, we have to look at others and their worldviews, which are in black, white, and all the different shades of the two combined, known as gray. And so that's a very sophisticated philosophical question. Anything else?
Oh, go ahead.
No, I mean, tell us how you see the world, sir.
Oh, I see things in black and white, too.
Yes, but are you sure that what you're looking at is really black or is really white? Are you sure that your view of something isn't distorted?
Well, that's always something that we have to try to figure out.
Well, I mean, you know, here's an example. I see abortion as black and white, but I will then argue with people about abortion in a gray spectrum if that's how I reach out to them. See, our minds are only a lens to see the universe through, and they're limited and finite. And so a lot of people think Obama's good because they say he's good in their mind. Or they say America's good and the government's not doing any wrong and the CIA isn't shipping in heroin and cocaine because they say America couldn't act like that and because they say the USA can do no wrong. Doesn't matter how many times the CIA gets caught dealing drugs. Doesn't matter if the CIA inspector general in 96 before Congress admitted they dealt drugs. It doesn't matter if CIA aircraft every few months are crashing all over the U.S. and Mexico and Latin America full of heroin and cocaine. It doesn't matter if masses, in fact, I forgot to print this morning, just Google record opium out of Afghanistan this year. It's just hitting Europe, the U.S., Russia. You know, the U.S. troops on record guard the opium. They guard the opium and they They ask, why are we guarding the opium? They say, oh, to make sure the Taliban doesn't get it. Another unit's coming in a month to destroy these. And the troops start going, wait a minute. I talked to a guy who came in after us, and he said, so one group guards it while it matures, then so they don't see it being shipped out, they're flown out and rotated, compartmentalized. Another group comes in, and they say, oh, we're cutting down the poppies, and we're taking them to a processing center to destroy them. And then they see them rendering it down, boiling it down, and then they say, oh, well, this is some stuff we're using to do drug deals with the Taliban so we can capture them. And the troops are going, come on. And then a lot of times they just share the drug money with the troops and it's not even hidden anymore. And they go, oh, you like to deal drugs. We got an op for you to run in Chicago or Austin, Texas. See, that's how they sell everybody. Oh, well, it's just a gray area government drug dealing. You know, I choose black and white to say it doesn't exist. I choose black and white. And I say it's the end of the world, I'm about to be raptured, so why should I go out and warn anybody? That's the delusional. So see, there's a lot of false black and white. If you're going to see in black and white, you better have incredible discernment. You better be Moses-level discernment. But see, most of us aren't at that point. And so we have to strive to find out what the truth is. All right? We'll be right back with a lot more. Stay with us on the other side of this quick break. Continue with your phone calls. And I'm going to break down. They're saying summer isn't natural now. It's global warming.
We have just received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement for all GCN listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands. The number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. 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 The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. Dramatically reduced. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. 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 The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. Time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up, we're going to start the PrisonPlanet.tv transmission as we simulcast the last 2 hours of the radio show. UN production of heroin, cocaine. Yeah, the story I want, guys, the story I want is record amount of opium hits the streets. Oh, here it is. You printed me a couple of them. Afghan opium crop sets record. U.S.-backed efforts at eradication fail. Oh, yes, it's up eightfold since the United States liberated it. The troops openly guarded. I mean, I've talked to so many troops who were in Afghanistan who sat around guarding the opium. That's their main job. And, yeah, they do eradicate some fields sometimes. If some rival warlord doesn't do what he's supposed to, they'll fly over and spray some chemicals on it. It's the same thing in Colombia. This is so sick. Opium production in Afghanistan, which provides more than 90% of the world's heroin, broke all-time records, reaching a historic height despite ongoing U.S.-sponsored eradication efforts. But, see, this is a Washington Post story. Guys, the ones I want is record Afghan opium hits Russia. Because I don't want to just make the claim for people. I want to give them the latest numbers. That number's from like a year ago. It's even worse now. It just gets worse and worse. Because, you know, the United States, we're good farmers. And now that we're there overseeing the opium, but they catch your kids, they catch the young college punks with it. And I mean, heroin, opiates are really bad news. It's over. You're going to the hooscow. Don't ever use drugs. It's not cool. The government controls the legal and the illegal. Don't use Prozac. Don't use Ritalin. I don't even drink anymore. It has been 5 months since I've had a drink. Except for that one night I had a couple shots of Sailor Jerry's. But that's it. 5 months I've only drank one time. But you know what? Because the government's involved in that too. I'm not using any of it. None of it. I'm off all the trans fats, eating only organic. I've now lost 32 pounds. You know what? I'm going to lose another 40. I'm going down to rail skinny. And I'm not eating at your chain restaurants. Nothing New World Order. I'm supporting nothing you do. You know why they hate marijuana so much? Because they can't grow it. They can't control it. You know, they can grow small amounts of it, but then they have to ship it in. That's why they love to raid and take your farm or ranch if they catch you growing it. So don't grow it. Just push for legalization so they can't have their profits. All right, I've done 2 hours and haven't even plugged anything here. I'm going to continue with your calls and just huge news blitzes when we start the PrisonPlanet.tv transmission here in just a few minutes. But I do want to encourage the listeners to understand. People keep asking, what are solutions? You need to show people the full horror of who and what the New World Order are. Because a lot of the public is now wanting to wake up. You hear a lot of new people calling in who really aren't very informed. But that's good. We got a lot of new listeners. They need to see the Obama deception. They need to see dark secrets inside Bohemian Grove. They need to see Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. They need to own these and have them in their own library. And the globalists could shut down or take down the web or stage a cyber attack on the web. That's what the cybersecurity system's for, is to take the web down in their own words. We need to have the low-tech DVDs in everybody's library. You need to make copies of these. You need to get them out, air them on Access TV, get them out to everybody you know. So everybody, don't procrastinate. Go to Infowars.com and get Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The Obama Deception, all the other books and great videos we carry, the T-shirts that are a great way of meeting like-minded people in your area, all these Patriot Liberty T-shirts to wear to the tea parties or to work or whatever. The toll-free number to get the T-shirts, books, and videos is 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or you can see them all in super high quality and watch the live TV show that starts in 70 seconds at PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we just celebrated the nation's birthday, and let me tell you, it may be one of our last. I'm sure as we're a regional slave holding of the New World Order, they'll still have the fireworks displays for the slaves. But they do have a bad carbon footprint. They do put off carbon dioxide and may need to be banned. They're actually calling for that. In fact, oh, people won't believe me. Google fireworks carbon footprint. Bad for greenhouse gases. See, the global carbon tax is all about micromanaging and regulating every facet of your life. So you may still have the fireworks. You're just going to pay a big tax to be able to have the fireworks. And the government can selectively enforce and control who can have a factory and who can't, who can have a car dealership and who can't. Now that the federal government runs General Motors, whoever is friends of the government, the Democratic Party, they get to stay open. If you don't work with the mafia, you get closed. That's on record. This is the out of control wickedness we're all witnessing. Now, I have noticed that every time there's it's summertime, the last 10 years, they get on the news and they say, global warming has caused this. We're having a hot summer in Texas or in Illinois or in California, wherever it is, because of global warming. There you go. Mainstream news, London Guardian, ban the fireworks displays. Print that for me. See, everything's going to get banned. But see, actually, it's not going to get banned. You're just going to pay your cut to Don Corleone, the carbon cops. Pull it up for him. Pull up carbon climate cops. And it shows the kids in their red and black uniforms in England and the U.S., the cartoon characters of 2 years ago. Now the real uniforms are the climate cop uniforms, red and black. Show them the climate cops and then show them city year climate cops. 2 years later, it goes from taught in public schools about here are the climate cops, report on your parents, they're the little bastards are, to actual uniforms. See, I mean, it's a vortex of evil. In fact, we ought to pull up the New York Times where it shows the little girl reporting on mommy and writing tickets because mommy takes a hot bath and that's a climate crime. And the mother says, oh, I'm so glad my daughter's reporting on me. In fact, Google this, climate government textbook, Australian textbook, teaches children to commit suicide. Then they had an accompanying video game where it tells the children you're supposed to kill yourselves. And this is taught. And then mainly the girls get sad for the earth, sad for the kitties and stuff, literally, and go hang themselves. And then there's a little celebration. Oh, for the earth. Very sick. See, everything's just totally sick, totally evil, totally insane. And then I'm the sane one. A lot of you are sane. We see all of this as totally insane and sickening for what it is, and it drives us crazy, and we get upset, and then we're the bad ones. We're the evil ones. Steve Watson wrote an article about it. Just type website, ABC website, was ABC News Australia, teaches kids to kill themselves, and it'll come up for you. You know, when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv, and I know a lot of people are watching this at PrisonPlanet.tv in the archives or when it gets ripped to the web later all over the planet, I want the first thing viewers out there to see is say, number one, I'm not going to believe Alex Jones. I'm going to go check everything he just said, and I'm going to look it up for myself. And then ask yourselves, is Alex getting angry enough about this? Because I think when they're training kids worldwide to go write dossiers on their parents, and they have the parents in the newspapers everywhere saying it's good, I love my kids reporting on me, I think we have a problem. And it gets worse. Yeah, there it is. ABC website tells kids they should die. And that's from news.com.au. That's from mainstream. Click on the link. Take them to the actual Australian site or they won't believe it. Because that was from prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. They must see it for themselves. They must face it for themselves. Is teaching children to kill themselves good?
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Innerfood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Innerfood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on InfoWars.com for special pricing.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
For stations that just joined us, coming up in this hour, I'm going to get into the hate crimes bill, the subsections again, because we're about to lose the First Amendment. I mean, officially gone on paper. If this passes the Senate this week, it's passed the House. And other hate crimes bills just stated that certain groups would be given special treatment if they had a crime committed against them. But now it just says that if you hurt someone's feelings, you're going to go to prison for 10 years. And it's going to pass. I can't believe this. I mean, it's going to become law. Now, we've got to ignore it and say no to it. Kind of like the McCain-Feingold campaign finance reform, tripled the money lobbyists could give, but restricted what individuals could give, and banned talk radio on paper. You know, they made this claim that I can't have Larry Pratt on, say, from Gun Owners of America, or if I 6 weeks before an election, or if I wanted to have somebody on, say, from Greenpeace before an election, I can, if I agreed with that. Or if I wanted to have somebody on from the Boll Weevil Association, whatever that is. You know, the point is, no free speech. People just said, you know what, we're going to ignore you. Because a lot of this stuff is so criminal and over the top that we can just ignore it. But everything's carbon taxes. I want to get into that first and then some more of your phone calls. I told you that in Europe and California, also Canada's wanting to put taxes on fireplaces, space heaters, outdoor space heaters, to tax them or outright ban them. I told you there's a move to ban fireworks because they put off carbon. Everything's carbon. We're carbon-based life forms. It's making us illegal, as the Club of Rome said. It's a disgusting tax on all life, all activity, everything, the life cycle. It's a tax on what plants breathe. It is not a nerve gas. It is not a chemical weapon. It is not a devil weapon. It is not a satanic, weapon of devilry. It is carbon dioxide. But I was in Target and just trying to buy some T-shirts. And they were all saying environmentally safe, zero carbon footprint for the earth. And I couldn't buy them because I was giving money to a Nazi regime. I was giving money to something that's going to be used for eugenics, because they take the money from all this green revolution on record. Then they roll in with investment for the poor, with the sterilization shots, with the HIV shots, with the debt, with the death and destruction on record. Official U.S. government policy. So when you hear the liberals going, we got to have a carbon tax, it'll fund helping the third world. Ask them, go, but we need to get rid of those people, right? And they'll go, yes, of course. So we have stuff that does have an evil carbon footprint. We have cotton T-shirts made right here in the USA. Cotton T-shirts designed and printed up right here in the USA. The plants do breathe carbon dioxide. I want to warn people. The plants that grew this are chemical weapon breathers. They breathe the deadly devil carbon dioxide. They even drink the evil devil water. In fact, put the scientific name of water up on screen. And try this with your neighbors. Say, we've got to ban this. It's in the water. And they'll say, yes, ban it. Ban it. Your neighbor will be, I'm conscientious. I. And then go, but that's water. And they'll say, still ban the water. Ban it all. It's evil. I mean, this is literally the system. Dihydrogen monoxide, ladies and gentlemen, hardcore weapon. So water is a chemical weapon. Carbon dioxide the plants breathe is a chemical weapon. And this does have a carbon footprint. For a limited time, before all this is restricted and banned, and before the factory has to have special licenses to have this, of course, there'll be no license on Mexico or China or India. It'll all just leave it there. We'll have to get you shirts from there in the future because, you know, carbon footprint, it'll actually increase the carbon footprint, though, moving it all to China and India. In a way, it's kind of a good thing, but except we'll lose our jobs. But, I mean, it's a good thing that we'll have more carbon, which is actually what plants breathe. But here are the new T-shirts. We got a new T-shirt each week. And Infowars.com on the left breast over your heart. We'll zoom in on that. Infowars.com. There is a war on for your mind. And then we've taken the famous bumper sticker and given it some 21st century oomph. Look at that. Don't steal. The government hates competition. Infowars.com with a friendly police officer with a billy club. Now, this is a shirt everybody should sport. And it's got that sporty, cutting-edge, trendy. There's a lot of folks with green mohawks, you know, wearing these kind of style of shirts, kind of that 50s retro. Ladies and gentlemen, sport this with a green mohawk. Now you're truly styling, huh? And it has an evil carbon footprint. Man, I'm evil. Woo! I was drinking farm milk the other day. Actually, from a cow in Georgetown that hadn't been pasteurized or had growth hormone added. Man, I'm radical. This show is radical. Extreme. Wild. Okay, now let me get serious here. Tony Blair, I'm a planet-saving kind of guy. He's saving us. I mean, this is a guy who turned England into a police state surveillance grid worse than 1984, with secret police everywhere. The Wall Street Journal admitted she had secret police interrogating her while she was in England, but still, I'm extreme, though. Just everybody has secret police tell you to line up and answer questions. That's completely normal. The citizens are spies. Everything's fine. But that's all right. Tony Blair, I'm a planet-saving kind of guy. And this article, with a straight face, pushes global carbon taxes. Now, don't you want to save the planet? You know, it's kind of like a cool beatnik at a coffee shop, and it's like, oh, you got a big beard and a bandana, and you've got all the right stuff. It must mean you're cool. What are you doing with your life? Oh, man, I'm saving the planet, daddy-o. Rad. All right. Hey, man, great. Meanwhile, you're stooges for eugenicist. And again, I don't care if you got green hair, a mohawk, purple hair, blue hair. I don't care if you're wearing a cowboy hat. I don't care if you're wearing a three-piece suit. Can we just get into liberty instead of how we look or what color the president is or what color Michael Jackson is? I saw a clip on the news, maybe the 5 minutes of news coverage, and it was that actor who played in Any Given Sunday, Jamie Foxx. And I kind of think he's a good actor, but now I don't like him anymore. He was up there praising Michael Jackson, the pervert, and going, he's our Michael Jackson. He's our black man. See, it's all about race identity. Well, if you're so into your fellow black man, how about you, Jamie Foxx, stop the CPS from grabbing black kids and testing chemicals, biologicals, and radiologicals on them? It's going on right now. But no, it's too much fun to, you know, make $20 million a year and run around like a pimp, pimping everybody, talking about Michael Jackson, who gave kids Jesus juice and his maximum security, that's what he called it, the wine when he got them drunk. You know, most of us in college are trying to get the chicks to get drunk and halfway pass out. Not Michael Jackson. He's got the little kids in there and his maximum security bedroom. It's unbelievable. Yeah, I had a maximum security bedroom back there getting the kids drunk. That's a really nice person, Mr. Foxx. But see, because it's fad-driven, so it's okay. And that's all this global warming garbage is it's another fad, another global scam. You got Fortune 500, all the media, the chemical companies, the energy companies, the NFL, everything's behind it. It's real. I randomly was at a Barnes & Noble this weekend, and randomly, I wasn't randomly at the Barnes & Noble. I went there on purpose. Took my wife to dinner for her birthday and then went over next door to the Barnes & Noble. And I just randomly closed my eyes and grabbed two magazines. Both of them are how we got to have global warming taxes and global warming regulation. And one of them was Atlantic Monthly, how we got to save the planet with a world government. Only the bankers can fix it. I mean, folks, I can randomly walk into a bookstore, walk over to the magazine rack, close my eyes, spin around. People probably thought I was crazy. Spin around and just grab two magazines. And it's all New World Order propaganda. I mean, we are wallowing in it. We are swimming in it. We are living in it. It's just, it's all around us. And most of the public just capitulate. They go, I'm buying into it. It's a fad. Enslave me. Bankrupt me. I'll lose my job. But I'll sure be trendy. Go green. All the genetic engineering, the cross species engineering, the toxic waste dumping in the water supply, the overfishing. There's a lot of real stuff going on that's a problem. And the government isn't going to do jack squat about that because they want all that to continue. The elite believes they've got nanotechnology and they can repeople the earth and they've got all these doomsday vaults built. They don't care if everything gets destroyed. That's part of their plan. They want everything to get wrecked. No, they want to tax innocuous carbon dioxide, the life-giving gas. 4% of the atmosphere is carbon dioxide. 4%. That's what plants breathe. And in many other times in history, it's been as much as 10 to 14%. It's low. We need more of it. But it doesn't matter. Tony Blair looks like a con artist. I mean, if you saw this guy standing around in a park by himself, you would think that he was looking for some loving in the bathroom. I mean, and this is a guy who admittedly does black magic rituals when he was prime minister, and everything he does is calculated by his wife, who's a witch. And folks, this isn't me saying he's a witch. Witch, let's throw him in the water and see if he sinks or floats. This, if at Google, Tony Blair witchcraft, or his wife, Tony Blair's wife witchcraft, you will see mainstream news. Okay, the point is, this is a delusional scam artist criminal. And so, what does he say? Oh, I'm a planet saving kind of guy. Zoom in on this thug. When we come back, they're now saying summer is not natural and that there shouldn't be seasons. I told you that was next. I saw him building up to that, going, winter's too cold, global warming, summer's too hot, global heating. Now it's just, well, kids, don't believe that old crazy man. His re-education didn't work. There really is no such thing as seasons. Really, Mommy? Yes.
We have just received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement for all GCN listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands. The number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package. And I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future, and thank you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
my name out your window.
It's kind of good how they always cut to me right when I get in my chair. It's like,
I won't even turn my head.
I can do the radio show like this now. I can't wait to have carbon taxes and have every facet of my life micromanaged by government control freaks run by offshore banks. I can't wait to have what's left of industry shut down. I always wanted to be a slave. This is fun. I like it. I like the government. That'll definitely be looped on the internet. That'll be another classic. Oh, I'm actually exhausted. I'm trying to have a good attitude. I'm trying to be nice about all this. It's just this other piece of news I have. Let me analyze this first, then I'll get into the others and your calls. Tony Blair. I'm a planet-saving kind of guy. That's the name of the article, Times of London. The former prime minister has a new green master plan. It won't mean giving up our energy-rich lifestyle, but it will cost us billions. Oh, we get to keep the fireplace that just his people are going to come inspect and tax. And again, zoom in on him. He is such a nice man. Now, this is their favorite type of article, and I need to create some type of psychological lexicon to explain all of this, to put it into definitions and terms. But the way the pro-global warming crowd always pushes that we have to have this global tax is by criticizing the politicians that are proposing it. You go, well, how is that promoting it? They know the politicians are incredibly unpopular, that they know the people don't trust them and don't like them. So the trick is, they always come out and talk about, yeah, the earth is in trouble, but these politicians, they play the class card, are flying on private jets and have 8,000 square foot homes like Al Gore and have huge carbon footprints bigger than the average person. And so that's the issue, is that Arnold Schwarzenegger is for the global carbon tax because he's so conservative. But he flies to Sacramento every day from L.A., from Beverly Hills. And, oh, the Prince Charles is for global taxes, but he still flies around the world. So now he hologrammed into Austin last year to push for the carbon tax. So now he appears via hologram to save the earth. And so, see, it takes the debate off of, they know the human mind wants a debate. The human mind wants a choice. The human mind wants to be able to make a choice. And so instead of saying, is global warming man-made? Is global warming man-made and real? Is global warming a naturally occurring sun cycle that's being hijacked by a group of scammers that want to micromanage and control all industry and set up a worldwide monopoly under their control? And of course, that's the answer. So they give you a false choice. Yes, global warming's real and man-made and very horrible. We've got to do something about it. But Tony Blair has too big a carbon footprint and is a hypocrite. We got to cut his carbon allotment. And then they use class warfare with the public going, yeah, get those rich jet setters. You understand how that psychological game works, guys? Does that make sense? And it's a shake and bake. It's always the same article. I've seen this article probably 500 times if I've seen it once. It says, the silence from Tony Blair is so long, it's embarrassing. Ooh, everybody's winning. See, by getting involved and believing in carbon taxes, you get the rich people. That's the message. Yes, we're going to tax everybody. Don't worry. We're going to get that rich guy. And, oh, look, he's embarrassed. We're now getting him with the carbon tax. We're now teaching him. We're now showing him. Oh, please don't throw me in the briar patch, Tony Blair says. He has just spent 15 minutes enthusing about his new global report about how technology can help the world to combat global climate change. That's another lie that, oh, this is technological jump forward. This is new jobs. No, it's not. It's freezing the economy. It's a wet blanket on the already dead economy. Another lie right there. It's all just scientifically written. This Jonathan Leake knows what he's doing. About how technology can help the world combat climate change. And when the obvious question arose, what has he done to make his own life more sustainable? Long silence? oh, he's not doing enough. See, that's the control paradigm. Give up everything to the bankers and be a slave or kill yourself. Really prove you take one for the team. Put back on screen, ABC News tells kids to commit suicide. I'm not kidding when I say that. Really prove you're for the earth. Kill yourself. Oh, how good of you. Well, elitist, why don't you kill yourself? Oh, we have to oversee the death. We have to be the guardians of the system. Tony Blair, I'm a planet-saving kind of guy. Then we get back. Climate change alarmist claims arrival of summer is really global warming. Oh, yes.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365. This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Some highway east of Omaha. Listen to the engine.
All right, your phone calls. Craig, Gary, Danny, Bill, Kelly, Michael, they're all coming up. I'm going to get into the hate crime legislation. I mean, I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe the House has passed a bill that says basically no free speech in America. I mean, this is like the Soviet Union. It's really happening. And I'm not going to shut up. And at the point they're trying to send cops around to arrest people for their speech, we got to do something. And they always sell it in the name of, oh, it's to shut up a Nazi. Yeah, but if you shut up a Nazi, you just shut yourself up. So that's coming up. Punch that up on screen for folks. I want them to see this at PrisonPlanet.tv and also hear the headline. When I tell you that Dr. Eric Pianka and it seems like every other major biology professor we look into who's tenured, they're calling for 90% of us to be killed. This whole thing is about eugenics, about saying that they're the elite and they decide who lives and who dies. And you can go to ABC News Australia, where they put out a kids' video game teaching kids how to kill themselves. Punch it up. There it is. ABC website tells kids when they should die. And then punch it up. Pools of blood. It teaches them, oh, you have a certain carbon footprint, and when it runs out, you've got to die with pools of blood. Based on your greenhouse emissions. Now, that said, I've seen them building towards saying that seasons aren't normal. Because first it was global freezing back in the 60s when we had a coal spell. They said, oh my God, the earth's freezing. We've got to have a global tax on carbon dioxide. Then they said, oh my gosh, in the 70s, it's a warming trend. We've got to have a global warming tax. And then the last few years, there's been a global cooling trend, and the UN and others have been caught on record. Steve Watson, in this article he wrote, has links to the mainstream news admitting it, lying about what the buoys in the ocean getting temperature and what weather stations worldwide were showing. They just lied and added 5 to 10 degrees on every buoy and thermostat in the world that they were measuring from. They're just liars. They're scam artists. Enron came up with this carbon tax idea. This is a tax. Everything you do and put it into a private derivatives account of a bunch of offshore banks. So, of course, all the big corporations are for it. I don't know. The NFL came out and said it's real. I like it. It's tough and manly. You're not against football, are you? Some kind of commie? We need home inspections. We need the kids to learn how to commit suicide for the earth. It's tough. It's conservative to pay 95% taxes. Man, I'm really obnoxious today because I'm just getting sick of everything, ladies and gentlemen. So great story by Steve Watson up on Infowars.net. Climate change alarmist claims arrival of summer is really global warming. The same Guardian newspaper that says ban fireworks because they create carbon. Deadly carbon. In what amounts to little more than a three-paragraph rant, a well-known British climate change alarmist has announced that the onset of a glorious spell of summer weather has uniformly silenced climate change deniers. It's the same every summer. They go, notice things are hot. That's global warming. And they're saying record heat. Austin has never been hotter. I went and looked up the record temperatures. Austin has been 112 degrees before. They're saying 105 is the hottest ever recorded. In fact, I heard that on the news this morning. Hey, guys, search the term record Austin record temperature. Austin, Texas, record temperature. We'll see if it's the 105 like they're saying in July. It's been a lot hotter than 105 in July. But they go, my God, it's hot. And the kids are like, what is it, Mommy? It's something called global warming. It used to always be snow on the ground, honey. Oh, okay, Mommy. How do I fix it? Well, you pay money to offshore banks to fund eugenics and kill people in third world countries. And then we lose all our jobs here and are dependent on them. And we live homeless on the street. Yeah, record temperatures seize Austin. Again, medics warn of heat dangers. Every year, the local news, there's KI.com, total baloney. It's not record temperatures. Now, you got a news item with them saying it's record temperatures. What I actually saw on TV this morning. Go, I saw it on News 8. Go now and put in temperature records Austin, Texas, and you'll get federal or state government. And I guarantee you it's higher than 105. I want to say it's 112 or 14. I remember a summer when I was about 9 years old in Dallas when all the grass died, the ground was cracked, the sun was like red every day in the sky, and they were saying it was 110, 114 some days. And trees were all dying everywhere. It's the sun, nothing to do with your SUVs. Did you find it? That's monthly averages from the Weather Channel. Find like Austin record, Austin, Texas record summer temperature. All-time record temperature, Austin, Texas. Find that. I know I heard 114 growing up in Dallas. I remember doing two-a-days for a week straight one time in August when it was 109 degrees, and they still wouldn't cancel the Rockwall Yellow Jackets one, but Dallas was canceling theirs because some of the kids were dying. And our coaches were all former Marines from Korea and stuff. They're like, you little bastard, you're going to run. Here, let me see what it says here. Record heat prompts weather advisories all-time energy consumption. Now, that's a News 8 putting out the local lie, saying 105 is the all-time record heat for July. That is not true in Texas. I guarantee it. See, you're getting current weather. You want all-time heat record Austin, Texas. Or Heat Records Texas. We'll get it for you. See, the reason I do this now on air a lot is it's all about the experience, just of learning data. Here, I'm going to say the news is lying to you about 105 being the record on July 4th. And so I'm going to go show you now that it's not record temperatures. The highest is 120. Yeah, but is that Austin? San Marcos, 1954, 110. That's basically Austin. That's South Austin now, San Marcos. Well, okay, there's San Marcos right there. 110, 1954. You got to find the date on that. Find me record temperatures, Texas, in month of July. I want that. I guarantee you it's going to be over 105 in Austin. I bet my right arm. Man, I'm obnoxious. Okay. Anyways, let me just go ahead and here's the article. Now they're saying basically summer doesn't exist. And they teach kids this in school. They go, it's hot outside. And the little five-year-olds are like, uh-huh, you're going to die. And the atmosphere is going to boil off the planet. And you're all going to burn to death if we don't have global warming. Now you go tell mommy, here's a list of carbon crimes. And, of course, they don't tell the five-year-olds that. They just scare them when they're five. But by the time they're in the third, fourth grade, they have them with little clipboards going, mommy, you're getting a ticket from me for the hot bath and you left the light on. Mommy, you left the water on while you were brushing your teeth. That's wasteful. My grandmother was basically doing that to me at my parents' house. 4th of July, Saturday. God bless her heart. I'm over there and she's like telling me that we shouldn't water our yard. It's a devil crime that water's not renewable. I mean, they've got the body snatchers have got everybody, folks, basically. Did we find the record temperatures for Austin? Yeah, well, they're saying a record high temperature of 104 degrees was set in Austin Camp Mabry today. Airport weather, July 2009. I don't know what they're talking about. We're going to find it. Anyways, that's yesterday. That's them saying it's the record. Okay, climate change alarmists claims arrival of summer is really global warming. Some people seem to have forgotten what seasons are. Now, see, Steve Watts has now become a conspiracy theorist. He's saying there's something called seasons, folks. I've heard that guy's a wild nut. The Wall Street Journal ought to write a story about how he's crazy. In what amounts to little more than a three-paragraph rant, a well-known British climate change alarmist has announced that the onset of a glorious spell of summer weather has uniformly silence climate change deniers. London Guardian contributor George Monbiot today asked, by the way, he's a guy that signed a letter a month ago calling for world government with a group of journalists. So he wants the funding mechanism for world government. Have the climate change deniers abandoned us during the heat wave is the headline. Oh, we abandoned. See, they know everybody's about living in the minute. Everybody's about transitory hype. And so, oh, it's hot. Oh, proven. That's like saying it's hot, so therefore the moon is made of cheese. It's like having a block of cheese in your hand going, I have cheese, therefore the moon is made of cheese. His central and indeed his only point seems to be that because it is hot at the moment in the southeast of England, this can be used to counter those who question the consensus. Of course, they lied about there being a consensus on climate change. Notice it's not global warming. See, it's climate change. Having seasons is evil. I'm not kidding. You're going to have children now arguing, going, is it true we have climate? Is it true there used to be a winter and a summer? No, those people are with Al-Qaeda. Climate change deniers that they bombed a building. Look for that to happen. They're going to definitely do false flags because they want to ban. It's called climate denial. They say that's code now for wanting to kill Jews. I'm not kidding. They say, you know, use the Holocaust on anybody. Oh, it's like Holocaust denial. We have to arrest you. They're proposing arrest. In fact, people won't believe that. It says 107 close to record. That's out of the Austin American Statesman. So June is not as hot as July. And they're saying 107 is close to the record because it was 108 in June before. See, I'm telling you, that is not the all-time hot temperature like they're saying right now. I've seen it 100 degrees in May in this state. Again, it's all about perception. It's kind of like people in New York. Everybody I meet from New York who's never been to Texas, they go, we thought you lived in shacks and rode horses to work, and we thought that it was all desert. It's a perception that Texas is desert. Well, the western part of it is, the eastern part, swamps and pine trees. But the point is, the perception is global warming's real, and this new global government's going to fix it, when it has nothing to do with that, and the people pushing it know that. It's a big joke to them. And I know you know that, folks, but we got to get the word out to people. Once again, using the insane and extremely derogatory term of denier for anyone who raises questions over the theory of man-made global warming, Monbiot fires his way through an immature explosion of words that may as well read, told you so, nah, 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 nah. Yeah, but see, he does that scientifically. Monbiot's a high-level journalist with the globalist. He admits it. He's gone, we've run our black ops, they're brain damaged, they're dumbed down with our eugenics op. We've got to further dumb them down. And so they feed people on this bestial, low-level, moronic, sophomoric, you just don't like Obama because you lost, right-winger. And I'm like, I'm not a Republican or a right-winger. I don't believe in the left-right paradigm. The presidents are controlled by offshore banks. Nice try, Republican. You just mad you lost. Oh, nice try. It's hot outside. It's global warming. You're like, hey, you faked all the thermostat records. No, we didn't. Shut up. And you're like, but you're being enslaved, too. No, I'm part of the system. Because I feel like I'm going along with this psychologically. That makes me in charge. The fact that this is the height of summer and that this is the first time in 3 years that the country has seen any kind of agreeable weather seems to be a secondary point to those like Monbiot who have us believe that we're all going to keel over and die unless we start paying vast amounts of taxes to politicians and carbon trading to businessmen. Okay, I'm going to shut up. Go to your calls. The point here is, then we have this Oxfam International, big globalist eugenics front, and it says millions face climate-related hunger as seasons shift and change. And it says there's floods and earthquakes. It's the climate doing it. There's always floods and earthquakes. And they show somebody with in a flood having to carry his belongings as if monsoons in India didn't happen 5,000 years ago. But see, no proof. It's all just emotional appeal to emotion. Oh, the earth is dying. Oh, my gosh. If we don't move our industry to India where they have no carbon controls, and if we don't increase the carbon, we're all dead. But that's not what they're saying. They're saying move it to India where there's no controls and there'll be less. Even if you believe it's bad. And then the next thing is, oh, we need a global tax mobilized for $150 billion tax needed in addition to existing aid commitments to help poor countries adapt to the efforts of climate change and reduce emissions. That's just a new IMF World Bank payoff. It just gave the IMF $1 trillion to go out and forcibly carry out inoculations, injections, sterilizations, takeover of the third world. It's just funding the war machine. Oh, we're here to help the earth. This is the Nazi takeover. This is the globalist takeover. This is the eugenics. This is the planetary government regulating the very building blocks of life on the planet. Talk about a tyranny that makes what you breathe a crime. The air you breathe, what plants breathe, a crime. It is the most preposterous scam fraud ever conceived, and it's passed the U.S. House. It's now in the Senate, and so is the hate crimes bill to ban free speech in America, targeting Christianity. Christians aren't protected. Gun owners aren't protected. Veterans aren't protected. It's all, if you say something bad about any of these protected groups and it hurts their feelings, the federal government is going to send police to arrest you. And then we're going to demonize conservatives and gun owners and Christians with the Homeland Security reports. Because, see, we're the threat. We won't take the chip. We won't go along with all with the new global Gaia religion. All right, I told you, nothing but open phones the next hour, but for the end of this segment, the next, he called in. He couldn't get in on the regular line. Daryl Rundus, he's been arrested and fined and feed for preaching on street corners in Dallas. Not allowed to do that. Land of the free, home of the brave. He's got a lawsuit going over that, and the news is like, how dare you stand up for your rights? But he's here to make an announcement today. Daryl, what do you think of all the stuff that's happening in the world?
Man, you know what I think? I think Christians must be blind, stupid, or lazy or something, because I'm constantly confronting them with all this evidence that clearly right before their face, and they just don't seem to get it, Alex. So I just called up today to give you a word of encouragement.
All right, well, give us that word of encouragement on the other side. Word encouragement. I just invented a new word. Alex Jones and the Ebonics Radio Show, straight ahead. Daryl Rundus, stay with us, my friend. Good to hear from you. We'll be right back with Daryl Rundus and your calls.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. Thanks to NewRev. NewRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NewRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NewRev for free. Just pay to have NewRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NewRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NewRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is the end.
This is the end. It's hot outside. The earth is heating. Tax us. I heard a conspiracy theorist say it was summer, but that was a lie. The government teaches us there is no summer. If the winter comes or the spring comes, it's Al-Qaeda. Tax me. Tax me. The sun has nothing to do with it. Al Gore says so. He invented the internet. He's a genius. All right, Daryl Rundis. You were calling into the show. I apologize. Go ahead.
That's okay, man. I just called because it seemed like you could use a word of encouragement. I know it gets frustrating fighting for the truth.
I am a bit of a pouty pot today.
No, it's okay. In fact, it brings me to my point, which is the number one rule, the very first rule when it comes to waking people up. You know what it is?
Be obnoxious.
Yeah, that too. No, actually, quite the contrary. You never get mad at the blind man. You remember we talked about this. It's so hard not to because some of these people just seem so arrogant or ignorant. It gets so frustrating.
They're arrogant about their stupidity. It's like they have a possession. No, I don't want to know that. There is no such thing as summer. Shut up. It's a conspiracy.
And in the same way, though, if you're sitting at a bus stop and a blind man walked by and he tripped over you and fell down, you wouldn't say, hey, you stupid blind man, watch where you're going. No, you take compassion on
him. No, you take him to a FEMA camp as Al-Qaeda. You'd euthanize him because he's bad for the earth. He's got a carbon footprint.
Absolutely. But that's where, we have to be patient. We have to be diligent and persistent in our efforts. But at the same time, hey, it's our job to do what you're already doing, and that is just continue to sow the truth, to see the truth to people. And, hey, let them fall where they may. Some will find good soil, and they'll produce good fruit. Most of them won't. In fact, I wanted to call to give a wake-up call and a word of encouragement to you, but a wake-up call to many Christians. I heard you reading the Word, one of the Psalms the other day, and so I thought of you when I saw this in Scripture. I thought you'd want to hear it. You want to hear it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, this is Jesus, straight from the Lord himself in Luke 12, talking about the last day.
Wait, this is going to be banned soon. I'm not kidding. Under the new hate crime law about to pass the Senate, if what you're about to read hurts someone's feelings... And in Canada, they arrest preachers. This is real. Actually, it happened in Philadelphia. They arrested preachers. What you're about to read here is soon to be banned in the U.S., but I guess that's what the 4th of July is all about. So before this is banned, go ahead and read it.
Yeah, I would say it's no longer Independence Day. It's more like Interdependence Day, dependent on the government.
Yes, dependent on the government day. Go ahead and read these. And I'm not kidding. Soon to be banned. Evil. According to the media.
It definitely would classify for hate speech, but I'm quoting the Bible, the age-old truth of the Scriptures, and this is, once again, Jesus himself saying this, not to the unbeliever, okay, but to those who say they believe, okay? So listen close to what he says in Luke 12, starting with verse 42. He says, who then is the faithful and wise manager whom the master puts in charge of all his servants to give them their food allowance at the proper time? It'll be good for that servant whom the master finds doing so when he returns. I tell you the truth, he'll put him in charge of all his possessions. But suppose the servant says to himself, my master is taking a long time in coming. And then he begins to beat some other men's servants and maidservants and to eat and drink and get drunk. Now listen closely to what Jesus says he's going to do to those people who are mocking and making fun of those who are standing up for liberty and truth and for justice. It says the master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he's unaware of, and he'll cut him into pieces and assign him a place with the unbeliever.
Oh.
That servant who knows his master's will and does not get ready or does not do what the master wants will be beaten with many blows. But the one who does not know and does things deserving of punishment will be beaten with but a few blows. So it's a whole lot worse to know.
Stay there, Daryl. Do 5 more minutes with us. And I'm not kidding. In fact, people don't believe this. Google pastors arrested Philadelphia for preaching and charged as hate criminals because they said that the anti-abortion message was hurtful. And this is on a street corner. And then also in Canada, they are arresting people that read from the Old and New Testament. So we're going to continue to commit crimes in 1 minute. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today.
or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, we are now into the final hour already of this transmission. I do want to get into the whole hate crime legislation. I've read the subsections over and over again for you on air. I can't believe this is in there. I can't believe this is happening. And I do want to take your phone calls in the next segment before I get into all of that, for those that have been patiently holding. But Daryl Rundis got interrupted by the satellite break there. So, Daryl, you were explaining that parable there given by Christ about this test that is this life and what's going to happen to people that use their stewardship and their knowledge to abuse the lesser people. And I also like the story of better to tie a millstone around your neck than to hurt one of these. And I see that not just as physical children, but also as, like, you know, retarded children or special needs type people or the old, you know, how the elite, how the predators love to feed on the weak. They are certainly going to be punished for that.
Absolutely. In fact, what this scripture that I just read you in Luke 12 says clearly, though, is those who don't know, in other words, those that don't know him and they don't live for him, they serve Satan and not God, they hate God, therefore they love death. Those people are in less trouble with Jesus when he returns than those who call themselves believers. Keep in mind, he's not addressing this to the unbeliever. He says he's going to find these people with the unbelievers. So he's talking about believers here. He's saying, hey, if that wicked, lazy servant doesn't get up and get out and do the master's will, which is to stand up for peace and truth and liberty and justice and what's right and what's good, he's going to cut them into many pieces and give them many blows. They're going to be assigned a place with the unbelievers, only they're going to be tortured even worse.
Well, what about all these Christians that are saying war and death and all of this stuff is a good thing and even killing people's kids in front of them? Suddenly, that's a good thing. Suddenly, carpet bombing cities is a good thing. Suddenly, corruption and lying about WMDs is a good thing. These aren't really Christians.
No, absolutely not. And that's what's sad. In fact, I'm going to quit calling myself a Christian and start calling myself a Christ follower or something, because so many people claim to be a Christian, and it's, you know, they may serve him with their lips, but their hearts are far from him, because I don't know anybody who could love righteousness, who could be a light of the world, and yet allow all these evil deeds that are done in darkness and never expose them, or even worse, start to beat their fellow maid servants or men servants and make fun of them and mock them. I get rebuked all the time. Every time I post a story on my Facebook, I got Christian after Christian lining up to mock me, make fun of me, call me a tinfoil hat wearing crazy conspiracy theorist. And sadly, none of them have done the research. None of them have done the work. In fact,
well, it's more than that. They don't even want to know, Daryl. They get into being ignorant, and their religion is being ignorant. And you can give them mainstream news about the preachers covertly hired by FEMA. FEMA's saying they're getting ready for forced inoculations. I don't know if they're going to do it, but they're certainly saying they're getting ready. Homeland Security doing drills with foreign troops, and they just laugh. So they're the kooks. It's their religion to laugh at us.
Absolutely. And what's even more wicked about it is that here they say, oh, it's all going to happen anyway. There's nothing I can do. God's in control, so I'm just going to pray. And I ask them, look, if a tsunami was about to sweep across the, you know, the land and wipe out thousands of people, and you knew it was coming, would you just sit there and say, well, God's in control, I'll just stand here and pray? Or would would you run around warning people? And sadly to say, I actually got Christians saying, no, I would just pray. Let the media tell them about the tsunami. That's their job. And I just find it very sad. In fact, it reminds me of another scripture, and it also reminds me of you in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 9 through 12. It reminds me of people drinking the Kool-Aid, as you call it. It says, the coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs, and wonders, and in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. And for this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie. And they do. They buy the lie. They love the lie, don't they?
Exactly. This entire New World Order system is openly coming out in the open. It's the best time ever to wake people up. And the Christians look at their watch and go, I'm about to get raptured. I'm glad things are getting bad. I'm not going to help anybody. Do you really think God's going to save you then if you have that attitude? Daryl, stay there one more minute.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Innerfood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Innerfood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
Mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, finishing up with Daryl Rundis, and then we're going to go on to your phone calls here and a bunch of other news. Daryl, you were talking about your Facebook. Fire that out for folks that want to find it. And also, when are you going to launch this website so I can have you on to talk about the new?
Yeah, we're looking at T-minus 24 days, so we're ready to go with You Do News at the end of July. And we're really excited about it. We've had some tremendous breakthroughs syncing up all the CDNs and making sure that it's going to be hacker-proof. and it's going to be able to handle the bandwidth that we're going to need to stream all those videos.
Well, I'm excited to push it. YouDoNews.com. Very, very exciting, Daryl.
Yeah, in fact, I want to finish this last scripture because, once again, it's very telling. And I'm going to go back to verse 11. It says, for this
reason. Start over because some stations don't carry that last 5 minutes.
Okay. Well, it says, the coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan, displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs, and wonders, and in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion, or drinking the Kool-Aid, as you call it, so that they will believe the lie, and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth, but have delighted in wickedness. And that's the bottom line. I mean, there's a lot of people out there who call themselves Christians, but they're buying the lie. They delight in the wickedness. They're not believing that Child Protective Services, you know, will show up and take your kids without any warrant, without any notice, that, you know, the cap and tax, or they should call it the cap and control bill, is being passed even as we speak. The hate crime legislation, the cyberbullying bill, all these things are designed to usher in the new world order and a one world government, a one world currency. And if they don't believe it, they're going to be caught unaware. And when they're caught unaware, they're going to be wishing they would have listened to guys like you.
Well, Daryl, we'll talk to you as soon as you launch that and have you back on. God bless you and take care.
Likewise, man.
All right, I'm just going to go to your calls for the rest of the show and hit a few important news items here. It's almost like running in place. I know we're having a big effect. I know we're reaching a lot of people. But it's almost like ridiculous. I've got to beg and plead and document and show people. I mean, there's openly a world government being set up. They're openly robbing and stealing everything. They're involved in every corruption you can imagine. They've been caught lying millions of times. And a lot of people are waking up and getting involved, but a lot of other people aren't. They're fighting us. And it's because the New World Order, Joseph Goebbels said, good propaganda just speaks to people's laziness. They speak to what people want to hear and want to believe. And people want to believe everything's fine. They want to believe their government's good. They want to believe everything's, I mean, it's upsetting to know they're criminal. It's upsetting to know it's out of control. It's very disconcerting to know that the media hypes up abuses by terrorists or political groups they don't like, but doesn't hype up. They're grabbing people to put them in prison, kidnapping people's kids. People take it that their kids were taken for no reason, like it's no big deal. I mean, our very survival instincts have been drummed out of us. It's just outrageous. If we're already putting up with this and the establishment is just full steam ahead coming after our liberties, I mean, how bad is it going to get? And Thomas Jefferson said tyranny will be as bad as you let it become. That's paraphrasing. The level of tyranny you will live under will be the exact amount you basically accept and put up with. And people think the economy's bad now. 600,000 people on average losing their jobs every month, month after month. You think the economy's bad now with California going into default and collapsing? This is the beginning, ladies and gentlemen. And it's horrible to see society falling apart. And then the so-called safety net is really like a big bug zapper to fry everybody. All right, let's go to the calls. Gary and Mash are on the air.
Alex, how you doing today?
Good. Thanks for holding, Gary. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me on. It was quite a long hold, and I did some research while I was holding. I want to cover a couple topics, and if we could have a little bit of an interactive dialogue, I'd really appreciate
it. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, first topic. On July 4th, the Sci-Fi Channel ran 42 episodes of The Twilight Zone. And one of the episodes, not that I watched them all, I only caught one episode, but it was amazing. It was called The Obsolete Man. Have you heard of that?
Say it again.
Okay, it's called The Obsolete Man, and the star of the show was Burgess Meredith. 1961, June 2nd, 1961.
No, I've played the obsolete man here before. It's a socialist communist society. They call him in and they go, you are obsolete as a librarian. And then basically he shows the whole guy up by wanting his execution to be on television and shows what a coward the state was, and so they remove him as well.
Exactly, and the guy who was in charge of the state, who he locked in the room with him, the librarian starts reading from the Bible, Psalm 23, Psalm 53, and the guy from the state's just sitting there getting more and more nervous. His leg is shaking. He starts smoking, and finally he begs.
What's his name? He goes, Mr. Whatever his name is. Yeah, pull up the Twilight Zone.
Mr. Wordsworth was the...
Mr. Wordsworth, you are obsolete. And he's like getting on. Yeah, pull up the obsolete man, Twilight Zone, and we'll play a clip of that. Okay, you want to have a dialogue, but go ahead. Yes, I've seen the episode.
Yeah, he says, in the name of God, let me out of here. And right then, Wordsworth obliges, lets the guy in charge of the state out of the room. Wordsworth himself gets all blown up and killed. But then when the chancellor gets back into the state, all of the people strip him of his power because one of their big laws was God doesn't exist. And because he asked for God's help to get out of that room before it blew up, he himself was named a criminal.
Which, ladies and gentlemen, this has happened in hundreds of other countries. As soon as they pass a hate crime bill, the Soviet Union invented this 80 years ago, 80 plus. As soon as they do this, hate crime, hate speech, this has all been done in the Soviet Union. As soon as they get rid of the Bill of Rights, as soon as they start violating free speech, it's all gone. You know, now a lot of cities don't even give you a free speech zone. They just say protest or banned. And then now, oh, you can't write that. You can't say that. I mean, it's in the New York Times. It's in the Washington Post calling for restrictions on free speech. The CEO of News Corporation, Rupert Murdoch's head guy, said arrest bloggers last week. And, yeah, it's a great point you make. Your other point was?
Yeah, other point. I think that your frustration, we share your frustration. We need to have an action plan. I want to propose a few things. Get some more actors and actresses on your show as much as possible because our dumbed-down, fluoride drinking society needs to hear from those that they look up to that you are for real, that this thing is happening, and that we've got to do something to stop it, number one. Number two, get some uncorruptibles out there running for Congress. Let's find out who they are, starting with our friend Ron Paul. Who does Ron Paul like? Because whoever he likes...
Well, the minute you have an uncorruptible, that's when the COINTELPRO comes out and says they all... Oh, that's the government agent. It's Ron Paul. If we just get rid of him, the whole world will be saved. And Alex Jones, he's the bad one. Ron Paul's bad, and Alex Jones is, but David Rockefeller, he's not bad. That's basically what we hear constantly. Anybody who stands up to corruption, that's them! They're the government! Get him! Get him!
Alex, we got to get your DVDs out to the military and the police because if their eyes open, if they wake up, if they get unplugged from the Matrix, they're going to join us.
That's the quickest, best solution right there, and I heartily agree with you. And when Mark Dice had the idea to mail my films, Terror Storm and others, to the troops, which people did, Michael Reagan called for his murder and said, I will pay for his assassination. Called for, contracted for murder. And the FBI said, you're allowed to contract for murder against 9/11 truthers.
Craziness. Alex, one other thing I want to cover quick, and I know you've got other callers waiting. I'll make it quick. It's amazing what's going on with chemtrails because, first off, I think for the 4th of July, they did us a favor. And for 1 week, they stopped chemtrailing Boston, so the fireworks were great. Number two,
that was nice of them.
That was nice of them, I know.
Number two, don't say the government didn't do something for you.
Government's got a couple websites that are up now. They'll probably go away soon. I am shocked at how much data they're releasing on these programs that we all thought were top secret. ASP.bnl.gov. Grab every file you can. ASP.bnl.gov and climate.
Hold on. ASP.bnl.com?
It's .gov. It's all up there right now.
Oh, yeah. Atmospheric Science Program, Science Team Meeting. Climate Change Science Program Synthesis and Assessment Report for Aerosols Released. It's almost like space aliens control the planet. I'm saying this hypothetically, and they come on the news and go, the Earth is dying. We must make the atmosphere methane. And then you see, like, their gills. We breathe methane. So do you. We are from planet Google Gob. I mean, you know, they're like, we must change the atmosphere or the Earth will die. And they're teaching kids the atmosphere is off-gassing into space.
You'll soon boil alive unless we spray barium salt and aluminum dioxide on you.
Absolutely. And then we're like, but Alex, that's what... one last thing. You're always saying Google it. Try to say dog pilot or something else, because Google's on the inside of their program now. Let's find some other search engines we can trust, because at some point, everything we do through Google's going to be
no,
tracked.
No, no, certainly I know Google was set up by the CIA, is the government. It's the best search engine out there. I found people know what Google means. It's now in the encyclopedia and dictionary. The word Google, it means search it. And so, yes, that's why I've been trying to say Google it, search engine it. Or but I'll say search engine it, and you get emails going, what is that? And then it's a conspiracy theory that search engines exist, and I'm a conspiracy theorist. You know, kind of like when I say summer exists now, and we have normal climate change, they go, this guy says there's actual seasons. Everybody knows that's an Al-Qaeda code. Everybody knows that's anti-Semitic code to say that there's seasons. Ban climate denial. Arrest him.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals. For your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and take charge of your future, and thank you.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Economy have you down? Scared you might lose your job? Worried how you will provide for your family? Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering
about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Wordsworth, Romney, obsolescence.
He's waiting, Chancellor.
Order him in.
Wordsworth, Romney. Obsolescence!
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth. In his last 48 hours on Earth, he's a citizen of the state, but will soon have to be eliminated. Because he's built out of flesh, and because he has a mind. Mr. Romney Wordsworth, who will draw his last breaths in the Twilight Zone.
Wordsworth, Romney, field investigation finding obsolescence. Do you know why you're here, Mr. Wordsworth?
Yes, sir.
I'll ask you to speak up a little, if you will.
Yes, sir, I know why I'm here.
You've been under investigation, Mr. Wordsworth, for the mandatory period of 1 year and 11 months. You're found to be obsolete. The purpose of this hearing is to make a finding in the matter and make a sentence accordingly. Do you understand that?
I understand that.
Your occupation, Mr. Wordsworth?
A librarian, sir.
A what?
A librarian, sir.
Has this man had counsel?
Yes, sir, he has.
Are you sure he knows his rights?
He's been given orientation, sir.
Mr. Wordsworth, I'm told that you've had counsel. Stand back in the light, Mr. Wordsworth! I'm told you've had counsel and been given orientation, Mr. Wordsworth, but I'm still not sure in my own mind that you understand the purpose of this hearing. The field investigators in your sector have classified you as obsolete. This finding carries with it serious implications. Do you understand that, Mr. Wordsworth? Now I ask you again your occupation.
I am a librarian, sir. That is my occupation. That is my profession. If you people choose to call that obsolete...
Request clarification of the term?
Yes, the term, Mr. Wordsworth, you people, you make reference to the state?
I make reference to the state.
And you persist in declaring your occupation as being that of a librarian, is that correct?
That is correct, sir.
A librarian. Having to do with books.
Yes, sir. Books.
Since there are no more books, Mr. Wordsworth, there are no more libraries. And of course it follows that there is very little call for the services of a librarian. Case in point, a minister. A minister would tell us that his function is that of preaching the word of God. And of course it follows that since the state has proven that there is no God, that would make the function of a minister somewhat academic as well.
There is a God.
You are in error, Mr. Wordsworth.
Okay.
There is no God.
And see, here's the deal. The the Soviets were atheist. And the issue is you don't have to believe in God if you don't want to. The issue is they come after you and arrest you if you do. And they've now introduced the bills that have passed the House and is in the Senate. The federal hate crimes bill has a longer title dealing with federalizing local law enforcement. And it doesn't just say that if you criticize somebody, the state will decide and then come arrest you. If what you said could have been hurtful or upsetting, or if they say it intimidated them. It's also about federalizing local police. That's what the bill does, to where now their number one job is what you're saying, what you're doing. So they can now give the police a political lexicon to be political commissars over the society. Political police, when we say the commissar, that was the commissariat in Russia. Going around, they had hate crimes there too. And so everything's going to pass. The total Federal Reserve takeover to society, the banking takeover through that, the environmental takeover with the carbon tax, the open borders to destroy the sovereignty of the country, the hate crimes bills to restrict free speech. It's all happening right now. The federalization of water. They're taking over. It's a revolution.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Day after day, alone on a hill.
I promise to get into this chemtrail news. That's coming up. Let's get to your calls right now. Danny in Texas, go ahead. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Good to hear from you. Good to hear your show. A couple of quick points and a question, if you'll stay with me just a second. qualify the first one by saying I'm not just buttering you up so you'll give me time on the radio. I would really covet an hour conversation with just you, because I can't even get my wife to talk to me about this stuff. But anyway, it's an absolute priceless work that you're doing. People just don't realize. And you, sir, I believe are probably the three.
Well, let me say this. I know it's priceless, and that's why I don't do the best job all the time. So that's what's even more frustrating, is this work is so important, and I don't like being the main person having to do it, because it's so important. I wish I could do less and craft it better and make it, you know, more focused and effective. But, you know, you do what you can.
Anyway, I was reading a little booklet that my wife got me. It's entitled The Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States. And so that brings me to my second point. I'd like to challenge anyone out there that's listening today, if you can read the Declaration of Independence and or the preamble of the Constitution and not get chills up and down your spine and or get angry about what's going on in our country today, then
you mean the Al-Qaeda tution?
Right. But I would certainly say then your patriot is probably dead.
I agree with you. Because when you read the Declaration of Independence, all the same stuff is happening today.
Yeah, exactly right. And that brings me to my question. What is it that could be done? I mean, are these people all hedged off to where they can't be sued or arrested? Because it clearly says in the First Amendment to the Constitution, Congress shall make no laws, and it finishes the First Amendment. And, you know, it's nothing new. They've been doing that forever. But, I mean, now they've really gotten to a point where it's self-destructive. I mean, it's going to do completely away with the First Amendment. And this is what our country was founded on. This is what makes this country great. And this is what we should go by as far as laws in our country. And for them to just basically wipe their behinds with it, it makes me furious. It makes me want to, you know, I don't.
Well, then if you try to stop them from wiping their behinds with the Constitution, they then call you a terrorist. And that's what the DHS reports are about. And that's the one big thing the globalists have on their side, is they are not short on bold. They got plenty of boldness, plenty of chutzpah, bravado, whatever you want to call it. They are very arrogant, a lot of hubris, and a few other choice words I can think of. To start teaching kids that there are no seasons, and to start teaching kids that, you know, that it's normal to spy on your parents. I mean, it's all just over-the-top tyranny. And what tyrants do is they come in and they practice tyranny. And if they can spy on people without warrants, well, they can ban the First Amendment. And if they can go in and federalize most of the preachers and get them on an intelligence operation payroll, the problem is the government's organized, it's centralized, it's able to make mass changes, even if it's unpopular, even if it's criminal. We have to all locally sue them, speak out against them, say no, get really aggressive with government. And we've had a lot of victories against them. I mean, as bad as things are, things would be a lot worse if we hadn't have been fighting them all along. But we also have to get all these comfortable people that don't think it's their job. Folks are so selfish nowadays and so self-centered, they won't even get up off their fat butts to protect themselves. And so the next best thing we can do is say, okay, everything's going to collapse because you have this lackadaisical jackass attitude. And when it does collapse, don't blame the people that are still free market and still own some property and can still live their lives self-sufficiently. Because, see, the howling mob of scum, they're going to be the weapon the New World Order uses. That's the big dirty secret. After the globalists are done collapsing things, the average scumbag out there is going to go suck their boots and prostrate themselves down before them and beg even more and grovel. Because that's all they know at a bestial level. And then the establishment's going to say, your enemies, those gun owners, those conservatives, those Christians, those liberals, those landowners, those, get them! And the public's just going to go, ah! And they'll put on their little, you know, it's like the Soviet Union or like a third world country. They're going to put on, you take a dumb, lazy scumbag who's watched TV their whole lives. You give them a machine gun and a uniform, they're ready to murder their neighbors and make excuses. It's a green tax. You know, it's oh, we're taking your kids. You know, the neighbors said they saw something. Ah, sell the kids. Ah, you know, it's just, it's, you know, now Texas police just pull people over and go, give me the cash. And then they go on TV and go, we take your money. You know, I mean, it's just, it's like Chicago, where the police are openly corrupt and openly, they are the mafia. And so we're turning into Mexico. And if we roll over like they do in Mexico to corruption, or we roll over like it did in Germany, we're going to be total slaves. I appreciate your call. Bill in Wisconsin. Bill, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, how are you today?
I'm doing all right, Bill. What's on your mind?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, you were talking about the opium over there in Afghanistan, and I saw flashed across the news, you know, how they streamed that about a week to 10 days ago, where Holbrooke, you know, the fellow that's in the Bilderberger.
Yeah, he's the opium don. He's the opium czar,
right,
over the plantations.
Right. He made the statement that eradication will not work. Therefore, they're giving up eradication of the opium because it would drive the farmers into the arms of the Taliban.
Oh, yeah. I was listening to about a month and a half ago to BBC Radio on XM, and they can't deny the government deals all the drugs now. So they just came out and said, well, the army does protect the opium, and it does, and the army, U.S. Army, does allow them to sell it, because that way the Taliban doesn't get to make the money. So now, yes, we ship, they even tell the troops, yes, we ship the opium into America, and we go ahead and arrest you when you use it, though, but it's so the Taliban doesn't get the money. And that's the CIA excuse 50 years ago. We're going to run the cocaine into America because there's a market. People want it. Size, you guys want $5 million houses on Maui, right? It's for America. We're fighting communism. We can't let the communists make all that money. So we got to do it. Hold on. Somebody's got to do it, Bill, for America. And somebody's got to own the private prisons with off the laundered drug money to put your kids in it. So we bring in the heroin and we put you in our own prison because we're red, white, and blue, Bill. And so I heard them on BBC admit it, but they said, well, the U.S. has an ingenious program. So the Taliban doesn't get a foothold. The United States guards it and allows it to come to, and allows the farmers to have a little money. It's a U.S. welfare system. What they don't tell you is the warlords all own those different sectors. The U.S. made deals with them. The Taliban runs it. That's why the Taliban made the deal with the United States in 79. Brzezinski brags. We said, we'll take all the schmack you got. They all have little palaces. They don't show those on the news, but it's admitted they have them. I've seen photos. You can have your castles and palaces. We'll ship it into our whore public. Just like with the Vietnamese, we'll sell our troops the heroin. They'll come home and get on it. We hate our people. We are scum. And the Taliban said, Heil Hitler, hell yes. We want to sell our opium to you. And the rest is history. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. Well, anyway.
No, I mean, that's how it works. That's how this works. Is it not sick? Is it not? They just admit now the government ships it in. You're not with Al-Qaeda, are you, Bill?
Yeah.
We got to bring heroin in, Bill. It's to fight Al-Qaeda, Bill.
Anyway, you know, when you were on the air here in central Wisconsin, I called in. In fact, I had a lot to do with getting
I remember you on that show. You did call in. I was going to say that, but I thought I would dispense with the pleasantries and get right to interrupting you, Bill.
Yeah, which you're good at.
I am the champion. I'm just joking. Go ahead, Bill. Go ahead.
And you do a good job. But anyway, they had Jerome Corsi on recently, and I brought up these same points.
Oh.
And then he's got an e-book out about how we have to attack Iran. So I jumped all over him. And, you know, I think he brings up a lot of good points, but he is not definitely on our side. You know, he said he suggested people get Glenn Beck's book and get Michael Levine's book and all of this. And I, you know, I said these are all neocon positions.
And no, it's pretty clear. I mean, I've had Corsi on. Corsi is like a different person each interview he's on. And let me tell you, I think if you scratched Dr. Corsi, you might find something, you know, wearing a uniform right underneath it. But you know what? I don't know what you do. You know, I mean, the globalists are taking over the planet. They're slapping us around, and it's disgusting.
I am a town chairman. I am also on the county board. I've gotten resolutions passed against legal and illegal drug abuse, against depleted uranium, against the Clean Water Restoration Act, against all of the legislation on the gardens and the organic farming. I got one supporting Ron Paul's resolution and his attempts to audit the Federal Reserve. I've gotten all of that passed. And then I've gone to the local sheriff who lives in the town that I'm a town chairman, given him the DVDs. He is aware of all of these situations. He has told me point blank that if the order comes to confiscate guns, he will not do so.
Well, if other people would run for county commissioner or city councilman like you've done, we'd save this country. That's what I keep saying. They focus us on these stupid Palin versus Obama, you know, situations instead of the local areas where the power is. That's where the globalists are coming in and buying folks off regionally. Good to hear from you, Bill. You know, I promised to play this. It's 10 minutes long. It's up on Infowars.com. The reason it's important, I can't find the tape, similar newscast about Austin, where they were spraying people and everybody was getting sick. But the point is, this is not an unsolved mystery. This is declassified, that the government delivers different chemicals and biologicals in these gels. And at the end of the piece, I don't know if we'll have time to play that, at the end of the piece, they admit, oh, could it be a government inoculation? I'm sorry, folks. These are eugenicists that are running things on record. So, no, it's not an inoculation. You want to wonder why 50 years ago it was like finding a leprechaun to find a kid who had cancer, and now every street corner's got some kid dying of it. You know, go up and down the street and everybody's got their kids dying on you. It's the stuff they're putting in the water and the food and the air. These are control freak eugenicists. But here's a little clip from Unsolved Mysteries from over a decade ago. Here it is. The Blob.
It came from the skies to wreak havoc on the earth. Strange blob-like droplets that look something like this. It sounds like a bad science fiction movie. But for a small town in the Pacific Northwest, there was nothing entertaining or fictional about the scourge that befell them in 1994. 6 times it rained down from above, leaving dozens of local residents ill and several pets and small animals dead. It all happened in Oakville, Washington, population 665. Here in Oakville, clouds fill the sky daily, bringing rain some 275 days a year. So when it began pouring on the morning of August 7th, 1994, no one was particularly concerned, until they realized it wasn't raining rain. It was raining tiny blobs of gelatinous goo. It came down in torrents, blanketing 20 square miles. And brought with it something of a plague.
I got sick, my wife got sick, my daughter, everybody that lived here got sick.
Everybody in the whole town came down with like a flu, only it was a really hard flu. It didn't last like 7 days, it lasted like 7 weeks, 2 or 3 months.
A local policeman was among the first to report the perplexing precipitation. Officer David Lacey was on patrol with a civilian friend at 3 a.m. when the downpour began.
On the window there?
I don't know.
That's kind of built it up. Is that inside the car?
We turned our windshield wipers on and it just started smearing to the point where we could almost not see. And we both looked at each other and we said, you know, Jesus, this isn't right. I mean, we're out in the middle of nowhere basically, and where did this come from?
Officer Lacey pulled into a gas station to degoo his windshield. As an added precaution, he put on a pair of latex gloves.
It's really weird.
The substance, it was very mushy. It's almost like if you had Jell-O in your hand. And, you know, you could pretty much squish it through your fingers. We knew it wasn't something that we would normally see because we had never experienced it before. So we did have some bells go off in our heads that basically said that this isn't right, this isn't normal.
Local resident Dottie Hearn was equally baffled. By the time she stepped outside that morning, the storm had ended, but the blobs were everywhere.
It looked like hail laying on top of the wood box and everywhere else. So I just went over and I touched it, and it wasn't hail. It was a gelatinous-like material.
I have an appointment to
By see mid-afternoon, Officer Lacey had inexplicably taken ill.
I was to the point where I could hardly breathe. I started to put together that possibly whatever the substance was, it made me violently sick, you know, and ill, like I never had been before, to the point where, you know, it just totally shut me down.
Across town, Dottie Hearn wasn't faring much better.
I started feeling dizzy. Everything started moving around, and it got worse. And as it did, I became increasingly nauseated.
Mom!
An hour later, Dottie's daughter and son found her sprawled on the bathroom floor.
Have you been throwing up?
Yes.
Dottie, she's sick.
She was cold, drenched with perspiration, pale. My mom had been vomiting. She had extreme vertigo. She complained that she had difficulty with her vision. Her vision was blurring.
Dottie would spend the next 3 days in the hospital. The diagnosis? A severe inner ear infection.
For some reason, as we were going out the door, I remembered the substance, and I wondered if perhaps it might have had some sort of an effect on her, if it might have made her sick. So I opted at that moment to take a sample of this gelatinous material to the hospital.
A lab technician found the first startling clue. The substance contained human white blood cells. But exactly what it was and why it fell from the sky could not be determined. The goo was promptly forwarded to the Washington State Department of Health for further analysis.
Yeah, it was forwarded to the very group that probably sprayed
uniform.
It with the
there
feds
was no
on.
Structure that we could see.
The goo was directly forwarded to those that had done it, and they said it was good for you. Anyways, they basically then say, oh, it was the government inoculating you for your own good. Just like they radiated all those foster children to death for their own good and those black men with syphilis. And again, those are just two of the ones you probably know about. There's thousands.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive, the number 21.com now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
All right, I'm going to jam in a few final phone calls here at the end. I didn't really thank any of the sponsors today, though I should have. One of them I do want to tell you about are these great folks. They've got the best prices I've found on these hidden cameras that shoots really good digital video and audio and is also a working pen. This has got a little hidden camera right there. But the best system they've got is one that goes in your car and then just goes off a little digital memory stick but records hours and hours. So the police pull you over, never even know you have it. You go, dude, and just play it. They got a call from the Wall Street Journal today going, you sponsor Alex Jones. Why are you engaged in anti-American activity? Don't you feel bad? You know, you're not supposed to tape the police. You're supposed to just trust your government. I mean, this is really getting ridiculous. In fact, speak of the devil, I'm calling that Wall Street Journal reporter right after this, and I'm saying, I've never heard of such a hit piece. Now you're calling up trying to guilt my sponsors? This is going to be one hell of a hit piece when it comes out, I got to tell you. Anyways, Diginet, mobile DVR that goes in your car, and a bunch of other systems. Just check out the website. It's diginet.net. Diginet, diginet.net. Diginet. Diginet.net. Very easy to remember. It's an unbiased witness, and it is always at your side, ready to help in any case of necessity, in the case of any emergency, and is accessible as evidence in court if necessary. They've got with 2, 4, 8, and gig and 8 gig models, so you can record 2 hours of continuous audio and video. And you will not believe the quality. Click on the Diginet banner at Infowars.com if you forget the web address. Diginet.net. And they say nice things about us when the Wall Street Journal comes snaking around. I'm going to call that reporter and go, not a hit piece, my butt. I mean, what is going on here? Alex Jones is radical, says there were once four seasons. His extreme schizophrenia continues. He believes the sun is the cause of heating on the planet. Jones doesn't stop there. He says a man and a woman are what manufactures a baby. Next, his arrest for hate speech. By the way, I just got some incredible hate speech news in. It's from a good source, newswithviews.com. I got Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson doing an article on it. Attorney General to classify pro-life, pro-gun Americans as terrorists, period. So see, other groups get special rights, and if you hurt their feelings, you go to prison. But if you are a gun owner, you're going to a gulag, baby. The Ponytail Brigade wants your property. And I'm not against you if you got ponytails. You know what I mean. I mean, ponytails aren't all bad. All right, let's go ahead and, even though Hartman says never trust somebody with a ponytail. Hartman, why do you say that? Go turn the mic on for Hartman.
It's just what I've learned in my 28 years of being a human. You can't trust anybody with a ponytail or with two first names or two last names.
Ron Paul.
Other than him. There's always one exception to the rule.
I could do a little ponytail. I'm just joking around. Thank you, Hooge. Everything's fine. Let's not turn off all the ponytail people. I think ponytails are cool. I'm serious. You know, why didn't I talk about Michael Jackson tickets? How do you get the 8,000 golden tickets? Why didn't I just talk about that all day? The public's insane. Oh, my God. Help me. Help me. I said I'd take calls, and I'm out of time. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I can't handle much more of this New World Order. I've tried to have a good attitude today. I've tried to be funny. I've tried to enjoy the raping and slaughtering and butchering of my country. But I've enjoyed just about as much as I can stand. Retransmission starts now at OnePlace, InfoWars.com on the audio streams. Got some serious shows coming up throughout the week. And wide open phones again and some big gift. Speaking of Ron Paul, he'll be on the show this week. Aaron Dykes and Rob Dew are getting back from Canada. A little surprise interview I sent them up there for. Wait till you hear and see this. A lot of big surprises coming up this week. Be sure and keep it locked in to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Only trust people if they have ponytails. It's a hate crime you committed. Arrest him. Arrest him for hate crimes. Dig it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.